Blog Talk Radio. What you see,
what you see,
is what you get,
it's what you get.
Look at me. What you see,
what you see,
is what you get,
it's what you get.
Ooh. I mean,
what you see,
is what you get, my baby.
Beautiful deep divers, another gorgeous day. We got birds making love up there. What's up? We got butterflies, bees, the cat down the road, sunbathing. Breathe with me, deep divers. One more time. One more time. Don't you feel better when you're breathing in that good ass prana, baby? Raising the frequency, raising the vibration, peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers, we are out here in the heart of nature. Baby, it is a glorious day. Now, watch this before it gets deleted. I've got to put that in the titles whenever I'm speaking about really deep stuff, because it might get deleted. Like, one of my videos already got deleted, and a lot of people are being censored all over the internet. So watch this before it gets deleted, because we got a whole lot to talk about. It's all coming out in the great words of Ralph Smart. We live in a world so fake, the truth actually scares people. Look, here's the truth.
Ah!
You see? In the words of Edward Snowden, when exposing a crime gets treated like committing a crime, you are being ruled by criminals. Now, Edward Snowden, John McAfee, just recently passed away. They say it was a suicide in his cell in Barcelona. If you don't know who John McAfee is, he was the founder of the McAfee antivirus software. Huge software company. It's big news, deep divers, right? And they say he died in his cell by suicide. But a lot is happening right now on the planet. We're going to dive into that. We're going to dive into John McAfee and what's really going on. In the great words of Krishnamurti, it is no measure of health to be well adjusted to a profoundly sick society. Right now, a lot of people are starting to say strange things are happening on the planet. And I told you, there are no accidents or coincidences in this universe. Everything happens for a reason. When I look around at what's happening in the world right now with a global pandemic, I say it's happening for a reason. It is a wake-up call that human beings, if you do not stand up for your freedoms, you will have time to sit down in your lockdowns. What? Slow motion this side. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello there? So let me just tell you this, deep divers. I want you to remind yourself, let love guide you, not fear. There's a reason why the inorganic ones want to keep you in fear. Why? Because fear is the lowest frequency. Love is the highest frequency. And therefore, you have to keep spreading love. You have to keep removing fear from your reality. And this is how we free all of ourselves. So, let me just talk about John McAfee, who they say he died in a prison cell by suicide. But this is very interesting, because John McAfee, being the founder of this antivirus software, he knew a lot, and he said a lot. I listened to John McAfee, and he was a kind of hero in the cryptocurrency community. What did he say, which is very interesting? He said, we cannot allow intrusion into our life and still expect to have our same freedom. John McAfee knew a lot because he created a lot of this technology we're using. He was a computer genius. And one of the things he said, and this is why I always say raise your eyebrows, deep divers, he said, if anything happens to me, just know I didn't commit suicide, right? I didn't do an Epstein. He said he even got a tattoo on his arm saying whacked. And he made a tweet saying, look, I even got this tattoo on my arm just to say if anything happens to me, it wasn't my fault. But we always got to put a question mark. He also said if anything happens to him, there's going to be a dead man switch and everything is going to get exposed. This guy was no dummy. And the Spanish court wanted to extradite him to the U.S. And this is when this all happened. It happened hours after that, right? But I want to remind you, it is all coming out. The word apocalypse emanates from the Greek apokalypsis, which means a lifting off the veil. And right now what we're seeing is the lifting off the veil. So I want to remind you, this is not the time to have a pity party. It is not the time to feel like a victim. We are seeing the lifting off the veil. And therefore it's time to celebrate, because what is done in the dark shall come out in the light. And right now, millions of people are awakening. I told you, anytime you take away people's freedoms, they have an awakening moment because they say, wait a minute, I want to see my granddaughter. In fact, one nurse was saying, I want to travel, but I can't see my granddaughter. And I'm missing all of these beautiful experiences of her growing up. So it is time to take back your power. It is time to stand up for your freedoms, because the inorganic ones are taking away your life, your valuable life experiences. I want to remind you of this. This can only continue when people allow it to continue. Can only continue if people allow it to continue. Bad things happen when good people decide to do nothing. What? Slow motion this side. And now I'm encouraging you, deep divers, to speak your truth, even if your voice shakes. I'm protected. You don't have to worry about me because I'm a chosen one. I want to remind you that right now on the planet, it's a state of emergency. Why? Because you are being stripped of your freedoms. Even like John McAfee said, there is an intrusion into your life by these social media companies, by the internet, and therefore there's gonna come a time when you won't have any privacy. You will be spied on. Even your phone is spying on you when it's turned off. It's still on. So it's time to wake up. Now you might be asking, what are we to do with everything that's happening? Make sure you aren't drinking the Kool-Aid. Make sure you are opening your eyes to realize that you are being played. make sure you open your eyes to realize that the whole world is a stage, right? It's all an illusion. Shakespeare was a bard. Now, Shakespeare invented over 1,700 words in the English language. Words such as lonely was invented by Shakespeare. Uncomfortable was invented by Shakespeare. Unaware, invented by Shakespeare. Critic, invented by Shakespeare. Bandit, invented by Shakespeare. A bard was a storyteller who held the most power in society. And this is why, till this day, people still act in Shakespearean plays. But Shakespeare made it very clear that the whole world is a stage. I don't think you were listening to him when he said that. Well, we've got to start paying attention to what Shakespeare was saying, that the whole world is a stage. And governments, entertainment industry, it's all a stage. And therefore, the only way out is in. Start focusing on yourself. Start realizing you can't believe everything you read in the news. Start realizing you can't believe everything they tell you on the television, because television means telling lies to your vision. Tell-lie vision. What? Slow motion this side. Woo! So it's time to free your mind. Emancipate your mind from mental slavery. It is time for the eleftheria, which is the Greek word from freedom from slavery. We got to do that because nobody is coming to save you. The inorganic ones want your soul. They don't want you in lockdown. They want your soul. And you have to make sure you don't sell your soul. You have to make sure you reclaim your power. Start eating to live. Start taking care of yourself every single day. Start doing what makes you happy every single day, because they want a world where everyone is miserable. I'm walking. I see a girl with a face mask on. She looks so depressed, so distraught. I'm like, what are we doing to our children? We got to protect our children's mental health. But it's a lesson. Everything that's happening is happening for a reason. Don't get mad at the government. We allowed this to happen. Everything you see happening before your eyes, deep divers, with a global pandemic, is nothing more than humanity's collective shadow. What? Slow motion this side. Say it again, Ralph. Everything you see happening before your eyes is nothing more than humanity's collective shadow. It's now coming back to haunt us. Everything we suppressed, everything we denied, is now right in front of our face. We can't run away from it. And the mask is symbolic of you acquiescing, of you handing over your power, of you wearing a face mask, which is the persona, symbolically speaking. So you've been living someone else's life and not your own. This is all symbolism. And that's why a lot of people spend more time with a virtual person than a real person. It's time to wake up and say, wait a minute, a real person is more valuable than a virtual person. We got to start getting back to nature. We got to start realizing even those celebrities you worship, they're all in on it to keep you in lockdown. And therefore, you got to start rolling out the red carpet for yourself and say, I'm the greatest star. Because what are these celebrities doing for me? If they aren't speaking truth to power, they're a distraction. Stop it, Ralph. Deep divers, I want to remind you. You must free your mind every single day. You must realize you are not powerless. You are powerful beyond measure. That's why they want to censor you, why they want to hide information. But guess what? It's all coming out. Mark my words, there are going to be more whistleblowers. People in high positions, high places, even in the medical field, exposing what's really happening behind the scenes. And be ready for it, because it's already happening. The truth is coming out. Three things that can never be hidden. The sun, the cat down the road, and the truth is coming out. I want to remind you, keep on the love frequency. Don't fear anything. Keep in your truth. You aren't crazy. You're just waking up. I think the media is crazy. But I don't think you're crazy. I think you're someone who's just finding out who they really are. I just think you're someone who's finding out their true power. And all of those films are about us. There's a new film called Infinite. I'm like, oh, they were watching Infinite Waters. They were watching all of these conscious YouTubers getting information from them. That's what Hollywood do. They steal our ideas and then take credit for it. Well, we are the real superheroes that we see on the silver screen. We are them. We are the superheroes. So you don't have to worship fictional characters. The real superheroes are walking amongst us. They are you. It is I. It is the cat down the road. And that's why I'm just saying, feel so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Let us be the heroes of this story once again. And I want to remind you, if it seems like the villains are winning, that's because the story is not over yet. In the end, the good guys always win. And the good cats down the road always win, right?
Right.
Deep divers, remember to smile. It's not a crime yet, right? Remember to smile. Remember to be free, because being free is your birthright. Let's just woo, breathe in that good-ass prana, baby. Shout out to everyone who's been getting the wonderful good-ass prana shirts at ralphsmart.com/clothes and spreadshirt.com if you're in America. And if you're a sexy-ass model, woo! With a whole lot of heart who wants to model the clothing, well, let me know why you have what it takes to be an Infinite Waters model, okay? Add me on Instagram at @officialRalphSmart for more daily inspiration, and Facebook at @RalphSmart, at Infinite Waters, and Snapchat at... Check out the new book, Deep Divers for More Powerful, life-changing information just like this. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon and at ralphsmart.com/the book. They tried to bury us. They forgot we were seeds. Start putting pressure on these social media companies to say, hey, we aren't having it because we are the 99%. We will not be silenced. We will not be censored. And this is how you get your power back. You see, power and freedom is never given to you. It's never given to you, deep divers. You got to take it with both hands, like, give me that. And now you got your freedom back. Look where I am, deep divers. Have a beautiful day. Peace. Infinite Waters, diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. You! You want me to go live? Say, Ralph, go live. Go live, Ralph. I'm alive. Have a beautiful day, deep divers. One love. Peace. Hope you're taking care of yourself.
Comedic Science, Geb and Newt Explained. Geb and Newt are the last two of the four foundational metaphysical elements that produce physical life. Those four foundational elements are Shu, Tefnut, Geb, and Nut. Ancient African spiritual science is very precise when expressing these ideas. The myths are a very elegant symbolic means to teach the science. The basis of the science, and therefore the myths, is numbers or universal mathematical formulas. The myths state that Tefnut begets the water of heaven and the fire of earth. They are then called Nut, which is sky, and Geb, which is earth. The Egyptian myth of the Grand Enid is the technical analysis of everything that occurred at the moment of creation and all the fundamental elements that created the material world, beginning with the abstract theory of how God, or Atum, came into existence as the creator. According to the ancient African science, in order for the material world to come into existence, these primordial elements must be split from each other. Shu, in the function of his secret name, Re, separates Nut and Geb from each other. You will see this depiction of Shu with arms raised, creating the void, separating Nut and Geb. Nut and Geb are actually Tefnut as the primordial fire in her next more complex phase, coming closer still to materialization. This is all occurring simultaneously at the Big Bang. Just as Atum became Shu and Tefnut, Tefnut, with the help of her twin Shu, becomes Geb and Nut. But the properties of Shu and Tefnut don't disappear, they simply formulate into something different, but with their elements as the foundation of what the next phase becomes. It could be analogous to taking baking flour to create cookies or a cake. No matter what you make from the flour, it's still the foundation of the new creation. No matter what is created in the universe, at the foundation is the properties of God that becomes the next phase of creation. The ancient Africans and other indigenous people always had a profound respect for everything in nature because they all had the philosophy that every natural thing is God in another form. This is also why the ancients would state, "Know thyself and you will know God." And it was a natural progression for them to see themselves as God in another form. They would say that you are a god or goddess in human form. Within everyone is a spark of light that is the creator. It wasn't being arrogant. It was simply the logical progression of the science. You will notice in the hierarchy of the Grand Enid that there seems to be something missing between Nut and Geb. As if there should be a third aspect on that level. Well, there is. That third aspect is how Shu must act as a separator for Geb and Nut while they were qualitatively and functionally an aspect of Tefnut. So Shu, Tefnut, Geb, and Nut were actually symbolic representations of the four essential elements of creation. Air or spirit is Shu, Tefnut, fire, Nut, water, and Geb, earth. Each element is fundamental to creation. I must caution you to not take these elements literal. They are only metaphors. They have even more complex aspects that I'm not going to bog you down with here. Through their complexities, these elements are always connected and interacting with each other. You can't single out their components in nature. Their mothers and fathers of entire lines of natures are parts of nature on earth. I can talk or write about them in a linear fashion, but they are always simultaneously interacting. Now we still have some more to go. The Enid is one small aspect of the ancient Kemetic science that is biblical gospels. The Bible is a fringe aspect of this ancient spiritual science. This is not the end of the video, but if you're enjoying this knowledge, you can go over to my website at the end for more at www.kemeticcenteredliving.com. In my blog and e-courses, I give you the book references and documentation of this knowledge so that you can research it further for yourself. Now, my e-courses go much deeper. I connect the dots to the Bible because it has kept so many of us in mental bondage, and I want to help break the chains for anyone that's been affected. I love studying, learning, and sharing what I learned with you. I would definitely appreciate the support and any donations you're willing to give. Please like the video, subscribe for updates, and share with others. But let's keep going, because I'm about to blow your mind with what I have coming next. Now, if you've watched the first two videos of this series on Atum and Shu and Tefnut, then you've gotten a basic understanding of the ancient African science of creation. These myths have been told orally for over 10,000 years or more. Now let's look at where the African spiritual science shows up in the Bible. This is fascinating for me. The books don't always make the connections, but the way I'm wired helps me make these connections that I love sharing with you. So, the Kemetic science shows up in Genesis chapter 1. I'm using the NIV version of the Bible. The Genesis chapter 1 story is the first of two creation stories in Genesis. I didn't know that there were two creation stories when I was a Christian. This Genesis chapter 1 story is the younger of the two stories and was written around the 6th century BCE, according to Bible scholars. That's approximately 600 years before Christianity. The Bible story starts at chapter 1, verse 1, and ends at chapter 2, verse 3. I'm not going to go over the whole story, just the parts that connect the Enid to the Bible. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 states, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God is referring to Atum. Except there's no reference to how God came into being through masturbation. That would have meant expressing sexual language. In the early development of Catholicism, relating anything sexual to God became taboo. It still is today for many. So any major component of expressing any creative act in African spiritual science was removed within Catholicism. I must make a side note here to help you understand the unspoken wisdom contained within the story about Atum masturbating. The wisdom is not in the action of masturbation. It's understanding the emotion of joy and ecstasy of the orgasm that masturbation caused. The wisdom is that you, like God, must create anything in life from your joy and passion. God created the universe through joy and passion. You are a god or goddess in human form, and when you're having fun being authentically you, doing what you love and following your joy, then life is amazing. If you hate getting up in the morning going to your job, then you are doing the opposite of living through your joy. When people get stuck on the story and the myth, they miss the wisdom of the metaphors. By leaving out the part on masturbation, the church robbed us of the wisdom. By making the allegories literal, the church robbed humanity of the wisdom they could gain from spontaneous, intuitive insight. Okay, back to the Genesis story. Now, verse 2 has a reference to Shu and Tefnut, where it states, "And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." Remember, Shu and Tefnut were twin fires that mirror and complement each other. Again, both were the elements of fire, the original cause and spirit. They were both born from the primordial waters of Nun. Therefore, as a logical progression, water was an aspect of both Shu and Tefnut. Now, I must caution you again not to take fire and water literal. They are metaphors to express the metaphysical elements of creation. Speaking in spiritual science terms, one of Shu's dominant qualities is dryness with the warmth of wet that makes air or spirit. But the wet of Tefnut must be added to manifest each other. This is getting into technical minutiae again, but I need to explain it only because it will make sense of the Bible connection in Genesis. But this gives you a glimpse into how intricate and complex the African spiritual science can be. Websites that just give you these simplistic definitions of Egyptian gods are robbing you of the richness and depth of the spiritual science. Now, verse 3 is a reference to the Netru's Re and Her. I have not gone over these two yet, but I will tell you that Re is the opposite of light, and Her, or Heru, is light that issued from the noon. I say Re is the opposite of light because it's the function of Re that will show up later in Genesis. Re is not necessarily darkness, but its function is opposition or separating. That's the principle of another Netru, but I will get into that another time. So God says, which is a metaphor for the logos or word, God says, let there be light. If God had to say, let there be light, we can assume that the opposite of light was darkness, right? Of course. Chapter 1, verse 6 is a reference to Shu acting as his secret name of Re. Verse 6 says, let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water, which are aspects of Shu and Tefnut. Chapter 1, verse 7 says, so God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it. The next part is really, again, technical minutiae concerning Shu and Tefnut, but I didn't want to get bogged down with giving you every single detail of the science. This video is meant to introduce you to the ancient African science and help you decode where Christianity got its biblical information. Why is it important to know that the Bible is stolen knowledge? Because Christianity taught all of us that the Bible and all that it teaches was a revelation from God. A revelation is defined as a surprising or previously unknown fact. Well, if this knowledge was in ancient Egypt and all over Africa thousands of years ago, then the Bible cannot qualify as a revelation, can it? Nah. So, back to the Genesis story. Shu, as his function of Re, has to separate Geb and Nut, who are aspects of Tefnut, before they could come into existence. So technically speaking, it was Tefnut that was separated. But the qualities and functions within Tefnut became the functions of Geb and Nut as spirit descended closer to materializing. Notice Tefnut and Nut share parts of names. That's by design, not by accident. Chapter 1, verse 6 and then 9 explains to you the science I just expressed. So verse 9 states, "Let the water under the sky be gathered into one place and let the dry ground appear." This is Geb being expressed as material or matter, not literal earth. An interesting side note here is that Geb equates to Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus in the Bible. Now you have to know that all feminine natures like Nut become the environment that any part of nature is formed within. In other words, Nut becomes the sky or environment that contains the stars and the planets, not just Earth. That's why she's called the goddess of the sky. So now we have the four foundational elements of all creation connected to the Bible. The Genesis story goes on, and I can tell you that there are a lot more hidden coded references to the ancient Kemetic science. But I'm going to stop here, or I could go on forever. Now, if you don't understand the ancient spiritual science and the numerology, you will think that the mythological story is the information that you are supposed to learn, and the wisdom that can be gained is lost. If you don't know the foundation of the Bible is from the ancient Egyptian mythology, then you will accept the belief that the Bible is a revelation from God and a historical record. The fact is, guys, there is deeper knowledge and information that you can gain from expanding beyond these ideas. It's fascinating. There is knowledge about the soul, past lives, soul contracts, and other metaphysical knowledge that will empower you and keep you loving and enjoying living life. What I'm attempting to do is to take the shroud of ignorance off the Bible so that the consciousness of humanity can grow and expand into the bigger, more existentially gratifying concepts. We have to quit fighting each other over the myths and get to the depths of what the myths are expressing so that humanity can grow. This is the end. Thank you for watching. Please like the video, subscribe to my channel, and share this with others you know. My name is Reginald Martin, and I am the founder of Kemetic Centered Living at www.kemeticcenteredliving.com. Ancient Kemetic Science. Shu and Tefnut explained, the Grand Enid. Numerology is the foundation of all Egyptian myths. The Netters of Egypt are founded upon number, as are the Egyptian hieroglyphs. Shu and Tefnut as the function and qualities of the number two. If you don't know the science of numbers, you can't truly understand Shu and Tefnut, nor the Enid. Shu and Tefnut specifically are explaining the qualities of duality, the number two, as unity split or separated and they came into being from Atun. They're both polarized, opposite ends, and androgynous, meaning they both have masculine and feminine qualities, as did Atun in theory. Why are they called the twins? Shu and Tefnut are the manifested metaphysical nature, masculine and feminine, of abstract theoretical Atun. They are the two polar opposites that mirror the other in their functions as twins. Both have the qualities of masculine and feminine that were theoretical in Atun and now manifested as metaphysical foundational elements of creation. They are Atum, or Mother, Father, God, now looking into or seeing its face. Philosophically speaking, When unity was negated, God experienced itself. Negation of unity is a quality of the comedic science number of two. Shu explained. Shu has two misunderstood functions on many websites. Number one, the god of air, and two, the void. Confusing, right? Let's clear up the confusion for Shu. Shu is not the god of air. Air is the alchemical metaphor for spirit. So Shu is the active masculine aspect of manifested spirit in a metaphysical state, but also is dry fire as a metaphysically manifested state of Atum. The void is a function of Shu and his secret name as manifested spirit. Tefnut is said to be the goddess of moisture and dew and even rain. Gag. Tefnut as a twin is also the alchemical elements of fire and air, with a quality of moisture, or better, vapor, like what happens when water is heated. So both Shu and Tefnut are elements of spirit. Both are elements of fire with complementary opposites. Because Shu is the active masculine principle, it has a secret function. In the mythology, Shu has to separate Geb and Nut because they are sexually active and creating other Netcheru. I'm really skipping over this, but that's the basic idea of the mythology, is that Shu had to separate Geb and Nut. So let's look at the next graphic. So here you'll see the Netcheru. And if you notice, they're all laid out, except Atum, they're all masculine and feminine. But if you look in the middle of it, you will see the question mark. So they're all manifested simultaneously. All of these natures or principles of nature are manifested at the instant of the Big Bang, or when Atum created the universe. So each level is a unity unto itself. In other words, they are an essence. So we're not counting them like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Each unity is the essence or a type of function. So one is actually oneness or unity in itself. Two is duality. The level three is where creation of matter starts. And then we have level four that has Osiris and Isis on it. So all of these are different levels and different types of unities or functions of nature. Okay? But if you look at the different levels, you'll see that one is missing in the number three. There should be three pieces there, or three netters there, and there's only two. What gives? Well, that's where Shu comes in as a secret name. So in the myth, remember, Shu separated Geb and Nut. So Shu, in its higher numerical secret form, is the Holy Spirit, or what we know as Ra. Shu, as physically manifested spirit, becomes Ra. When spirit is elevated from the theoretical unity of Atum to that of physically manifested consciousness as the number 10, it becomes the spirit that nourishes all of creation. Atum created the Word, and Ra is the Word made flesh. This is where that saying comes from in the Book of the Dead. And this is the meaning behind it, is that Ra was with Atum in the sense that it was theoretically inside Atum, and then when Atum created the world, that's when Ra came into being. This is the Bible connection here, is that John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So this was where that saying came from in Egypt, where Ra was saying, "I am the eternal, I am the Word." So the Word being, in this sense, it is actually a metaphor for vibration. And then John 1:14 says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." And that's where Ra was saying, "I am the Word, I created the Word." So the Word was made flesh, meaning that things became matter. Now, I want to make you understand that I'm not saying that Ra is the secret name, okay? So the secret name is a secret because the name is unutterable. This is based on ancient African traditions surrounding the idea that if you know the name or the sound or vibration of something, you can claim that power within you. So the word of God or the name or vibration of the nature of natures or God is unknowable or unutterable. You can't reach that vibration from a human perspective. It's just it's incomprehensible for us. So that's where we get the idea from Christianity. You might have heard the idea that God's name is unknowable or that God is unknowable. This is where you can connect this to Kabbalah, because the secret name of Shu equals the secret or unutterable name of God in Kabbalah and the Bible. So you'll see in the middle where Shu is missing. And then you'll see also in Kabbalah where you have that missing part. So that's where they have that in the Tree of Life. So Shu and Tefnut explain. Here's a recap. They are the metaphysically manifested qualities of Atum. They are androgynous, both with masculine and feminine qualities. They are the twins because they are polarized opposites that mirror each other. Shu is the secret function as spirit manifested in flesh that we know of as Holy Spirit or the Egyptian nature of Ra. So this is the end of the Kemetic Science, Shu and Tefnut Explain. My name is Reginald Martin. Thank you for watching. Please like and share my video. Please visit my website for my blog, e-courses, and my forum, www.kemeticcenteredliving.com. There are links in the description below.
I am the element, one with the element,
one with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element,
one with the element. I am the element,
I am the element.
One with the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
I am the element.
One with the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element.
I am the element.
One with the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element.
I was sent to assist you. There ain't nothing we can't get through. All the elements are inside you. All of it's here to guide you. I've been trying to keep it solid, grounded to the core. Tell me that I got it, I'm just being honest. That is all I want. Honesty and understanding is a no to take. If we build on this, how could we break? Jump into the lake, purify your body. I just wanna help, don't wanna hurt nobody. This is for your benefit, I dare you try me. I've been talking, but are you awake? If you can't hear me, then you stupid babe. We all got demons that we got to shake. We all got the power to clean our slate.
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element.
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element.
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element.
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element.
I swear this heaven on earth, your bad energy is a curse. Living life without knowing our words, finding myself daily always on thirst. Cleansing out all my chakras, the true power lives inside of us. On a mission, got no time to fuss. Law of attraction don't deal with luck. Pure vibrations combine with us. You want the drama, but we want the love. That can't keep us down cause we so far above. The cosmos, my makeup, we are the creators. We've been here for ages, just reincarnated. Adjusting my thoughts, now I'm feeling connected. You do for yourself, then they calling you selfish. I am that I am, become one with these elements.
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element.
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element.
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element.
I am the element.
one with the element. I am the element, becoming one with the element.
I'm just trying to spread the light, dropping knowledge on sight. Can't stop the truth. Earth, wind, fire, water, yeah, you feel the elements. Time to get in. I'm one with the sun all day. At night time, I'm one with the moon. Tapping in with all these frequencies. Mind going up like a high balloon. I think it's time to go within now. Cause this ain't the first time we've been around. Can you hear the sound? Please, no interference. Dropping knowledge, nowhere near finished. Feet grounding while I'm levitating. This is healing music, yeah, we medicating. Meditating, elevating, never waiting. Mother Nature got me out here celebrating, cause
I am the element, one with the element. I am the element, becoming one with the element. I am the element, one with the element. I am the element, becoming one with the element. I am the element, one with the element. I am the element, becoming one with the element. I am the element, one with the element. I am the element, becoming one with the element.
Yeah, I really know what's up. I am high vibrating, everything going up. I am, I am,
I am,
I am,
I am,
I am,
I am.
And God mode, y'all really know what's up. I am high vibrating, everything going up. I am, I am,
I am,
I am. God, you ain't know, now you know what's up. I am manifesting. Use the mind as a weapon. Had a couple ego deaths. I know it happened for the best. I swear these niggas playing checkers. They don't know this again game of chess. Stay woke, no rest. We in deep water, no breath. We can go into some land. Growing food, that's the plan. No more working for the man. The system really ain't your friend. No. So we finna break it down, yeah we really is,
yeah, really is.
I swear nowadays grown folks acting like kids. God living all within, I'ma lace them up, don't trip. Amethyst on the wrist, came back like Chris. Sorry, meant to say Christ, I swear this life like dice. You mess it up, you do it twice, so I'm finna get it right. Cause I am, in God mode, yeah I really know what's up. I am, high vibrating, everything going up. I am,
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 I am.
Yeah. And God mode, y'all really know what's up. I am high vibrating, everything going up. I am,
hey.
I am,
hey.
I am,
I am.
God love,
you know, now you know what's up.
I am everything in existence, they know what's up.
I
am dark matter, this universe got me
dark
up
matter.
If you don't get control of your mind, they gon' lock it
they
up
lock it.
Gotta empty the water, then refill the cup. If you don't understand what I'm saying, it wasn't for you.
Circle
small, all I ask is that you keep it loyal.
I
am on it, I be on it, I'm killing opponents. I am speaking the truth, I'm just hoping they notice. It's real shit, I channel it real quick. Talking to ancestors, they coming through real thick. Hitting waves with this knowledge, my mind getting real fit. Step into your higher self, your reality gotta flip. That's real.
I am,
in God mode, y'all really know what's up. I am, high vibrating, everything going up. I am,
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 I am.
And God mode, y'all really know what's up. I am, high vibrating, everything going up. I am,
I am,
I am,
I am.
God, you ain't know, now you know what's up.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, peace, 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 everyone. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Karu, And guys, today on Enhancing Awareness Radio in the classroom, what we're going to be talking about today is the ancestral deities, ancient deities, and a few of them, right? So this was a broadcast that actually, this is a great topic to really know about and learn about. As the guy mentioned in one of the clips, that this subject can be very complex. I know I actually got the book, the Metametra book one time, and the Holographics, I believe, and I just closed it because it was just too much, right? So even this topic alone, you know, I've been studying over the years since I got introduced to spirituality, reintroduced, let me say, to spirituality, and it can be pretty complex. Now, I will let you know, guys, a simple book to get on the topic, I always reference this book. The book is called Grasping the Root of Divine Power. And it's like a black, green, and a maroon, you know, the African colors, right? And it's a the author is H-R-U-Y-U-Y-A, and that's all I'm going to say. But it's called Grasping the Root of Divine Power. Great book to get, guys. And it breaks everything down in its simplest form. In this book, of course, there's more to it, but definitely a starter book if you guys want to. I'll post it. If you're in our Facebook group, guys, I'll post the book, you know, in the comment section. The live show is normally pinned to the top, right? So I'll just put the group. I'll put the all right, y'all. So Eternal had actually mentioned the Mead, right? And it caught my attention because I never heard of it, you know, put in that essence to where the Amid, which is actually a group of nine of these ancient deities, and pardon me if I butchered his names, you guys, but a lot of the pronunciations of a lot of the ancient spirituality, African, you know, I actually was listening to something just recently on YouTube, and I think it was Brother Asir, and, you know, the African science, like what they call it, committed science, but I think it was African spirituality. Anyway, some of these things are not even like 100 or 200 years old. Like these are, a lot of this shit is new, y'all, or, you know, reintroduced. I'm still learning, you guys. So this is a topic that I'm still learning about. So I just want to let you know I'm in class too. All right, y'all. So Atum, Shu, Tetnup, I always hear Shu and Tetnup together. Maybe Brother Eternal can break down, you know, these two deities. Also, Geb, first time hearing that one. Osiris, Isis. Isis I work with a lot. Nut, Set work with. And I don't know this last one, but it's spelled N-E-P-T-H-Y-S. And it's a goddess, right? So, guys, that's what we're going to be talking about today. If you want to call in, the number to call in is area code 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys are pressing 1 so that I can see in the caller queue. We normally get the callers the second half of the broadcast, guys. So let's go ahead and open the floor, guys. The Ear family, you know, we're always joined together every weekend. And peace unto LJ. Peace unto you. How are you feeling, African? Do you need the nine deities?
Peace and love. Today has been a very unique day, to say the least, just in getting started in my day. There's a very unique energy to me. I'm going to be placing on topic in our group the Metanetter Volume 1. And this is people can, I don't know, you can share it or what have you into the actual group so that people knows what it looks like. And this particular volume is the starter volume. So it will help. Mm-hmm. It'll help a lot of people. And it's written by Ra'un Nafir Amin. So
let's do this.
You know, that
email me. Email us at enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com, and I'll send the book to you guys. You know, I have it on PDF for free. You know what I'm saying? So if you want it, email me, and I'm going to put the picture in the Facebook group, guys, so you guys can see imagery. Mm-hmm. But I'll send that book to you personally if you email the broadcast.
And my book, a little beat up, because I tend to go to it for a lot of references and stuff. I also have volume 6 as well, just because I only purchase books according to, you know, what I'm doing and what I'm interested in, per se, or what I've been triggered or guided to deal with. I'm not one for running to books. The things that you guys get from me is universal, and it's I get a lot of my stuff via downloads. So I'm not in the habit of using other authors' opinions, so to speak, until I've activated my own in understanding why I even want to know what they think. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that's very important as well when it comes to getting this knowledge, is understanding why you want to get it the way you're getting it, you know. Sometimes things don't come in a book. They come in experience. Sometimes things come in dreams. Some things come from totem animals. Some things come from crystals or what people call rocks when they walk in. And, oh, I didn't know why I picked that up. And you find out that you just found a tiger's eye or tourmaline or rose quartz or grandfather's quartz or, you know. So, you know, to each their own in your journey. But always activate what is new to you or what you deem to be new to you from your very own understanding first, and then begin to research it and allow the thoughts of others to support your growth in that knowledge. So just a little, you know, footnote with that. But I'm here. I'm trying to hone this energy that I'm getting from a lot of downloads. It's a lot going on, y'all. It's a lot going on. Get your bodies right.
What?
Get your bodies right.
I just didn't
get your bodies right. Get your bodies right. Yeah, get your bodies right, because the mind needs a place to activate. The spirit needs a place to activate. The soul needs a place to activate. And this life, it is part of our physical bodies of which these activations are taking place. Be advised, be aware, and in what you don't know, be cautious, okay? Because this thing that we in, it ain't playing with us. And if you're not in tune, you'll be moving out of tune. And it makes you now vulnerable for the things and the people and the places that are in tune to manipulate your thoughts, to manipulate your energy, to manipulate your understanding of what's going on. And it's not that you're crazy. You're aware of things that you don't understand how you're aware of them. And that can make you feel crazy. So I just want to put that little note out, that we're all shifting. You know, the skies are different, the weather's different, nature's different. We're watching the whole universe shift and change and be manipulated, even to where we're not even understanding what it looks like in the natural and what it is in illusion. So be advised, my family. Be very advised. I say. So how's everyone doing today? How's your day? I know you've been pushing past and pushing through. I just want to say this before you get started, and I know Brother Eternal's probably going to come in a minute, but I want to say this to you. I am very, very, very proud of your growth and your maturity level. Because you was kicking, screaming, huffing, puffing, everybody know everything, and it was just out of control. And so if what happened came to put you in the place that you are in now, and you're now recognizing it and activating it for yourself, I applaud you for what could deem to be hard work. You know what I'm saying? Some things for some is easy, and some things for others is trying. But I see where you are applying your activation. And yeah. I am very proud of you for that, because it wasn't something that was always easy for you. And so now you're applying it and you're activating it, and in that, that's growth. And sometimes we just need people to not per se co-sign what we're doing or acknowledge what we're doing or any of that. But it's good to have people to say, if you can check me when I'm wrong, then check me when I'm right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so because I know that's my energy. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Yes.
But I'm right where I need to be to get the lesson. So when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Hey, MJ, it's okay in love. See, anybody can't walk up on me and tell me that I'm wrong, because, baby, you ain't lived my life and you'll know my story. And I might have told you some things but didn't tell you everything. So check yourself before you come check me.
Come on.
You know, Auntie get on you a lot of times about the stuff that I deem okay. And so if I can have the relationship to check you on what's wrong, then I better stand up in the relationship to check you when you're right. And I just want to tell you that I see you, and I appreciate that you are not just listening, but you're activating. And that is so pivotal in what we're doing. We become regurgitators when we're just getting the information and sharing it, pushing it out and giving it. But at some point in time, your walk is going to make you have to use what you talking about. And I'm just grateful to bear witness that you are activating a lot of things that we have done, both on the show and behind the scenes. You ain't all the way there. Mm-hmm. Ain't none of us all the way there.
No.
And that's okay.
But you are applying it.
You're applying it. And I see you. So I want you
to know
that Auntie see you, and I'm not just here to beat you up. I'm here to give you your kudos when your kudos is due, too. Okay?
Thank you. Hear that, audience, family, the world. Hear what just transpired. Because there is a lot of the beating up aspect. You know what I'm saying? Like, I only see my brothers when it's time to critique me, or when it's time to, make sure I'm doing. But if you seem to always be doing the right thing, things go unsaid. It's not that, I personally, want it, you know what I'm saying? Because I give myself my flowers all day, every day. You know what I mean? That's just what I do. But sometimes it hurts, you know what I'm saying, when I'm amongst other brothers. It be the brothers, y'all. You know, I'm amongst the other brothers, and, we don't give each other our flowers. You know, we only, show up just to critique a motherfucking show. I'm not having it. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, I said that to say that I appreciate you for that reflection, because, we're going to need a lot of that, especially in our now, y'all. How am I doing? You know, I'm coming through a curve. You know what I mean? I'm coming through a curve, although this has been one of the best curves, you know what I mean, in a long time, because it's really the valley. You know what I mean? I'm coming through a valley, as Yelmer always puts it, you know. And in this valley, it's quite interesting, because I am inside of an ancestral valley that I wasn't aware of its depth, y'all. So,
what it was, you asked for it, but you didn't know what was going to come with it.
Now.
And that's why we got to be careful with what we asked for.
Wait a minute.
That
was a song that said, be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. I was telling Auntie, I said, Auntie, you remember when we had this conversation, you came out and was like, are you sure? You know what I mean? Be very advised. I will never forget that, because you asked me, you said, Keitha, are you sure that is what you want? And I was like, hell yeah, that's what I want. I'm ready. But baby, let me tell y'all, when them floodgates open, oh my ass. Oh, you want to learn about ancestral history? Okay. Let me show you. It was quite,
and even on topic, even on topic of the show today, when y'all are dealing with searching for the newts and the sets and the different entities and energies that also at one point in time had physical bodies, always examine the 360 of the outside people. Deal with your 361, but examine the 360 of the outside entities and energies that you are researching, because not everybody will tell you that just like you, they got their highs and their lows, their goods and what's deemed to be bad. There is a totality of energy that we are investigating when we go back into our past. And so it is very pivotal that, you know, Miss Pineapple might have been the best teacher, might have been cool at school, might have been a protector at school, but you get to Miss Pineapple house because you had to go pick up some homework and you seen the dope boys on her porch and the and her husband outside looking at little girls and she huffing and puffing and cussing. You see a different diaspora of Miss Pineapple at her home than what you see when she's in class and in school with you. So it's not a judgment call. What it is being able to accept people, energy, entity in their totality and then be aware so that you as the individual getting to know that energy, even parts of yourself, you can embrace or transmute what no longer serves you. You know, if it ain't for you, that then don't sit at the smorgasbord table with you. But if it's for you and it's part of you, then it's something that needs to be worked upon. And it comes in that way so that you can recognize that this ain't no good for them and it ain't no good for me. And so I'm going to get rid of that and make space for what is great or what is good or what is me. And in that, your me becomes the we. And now you see your reflection in everything that you are curious about, activated from you that you recognize in them. And that's when you got the lesson.
All right, all right. Well, on that note, let's go ahead and bring in Brother Eternal, which always sends the Ear Family great conversation and great topics, guys. Especially, you know, he always has a coin says that says time's up. You know, a lot of this shit going on in the world, y'all heard about Smart. I mean, we've been talking about this since 2020, you know, how it's a lot of shit is about to change. But he mentioned the me, denying deities. Eternal, tell us, are these
how your day was, and then the nine particular.
Yes. There we go. There we go. Peace. Let me see. I hope you're muted. I think I. There you go. Greetings. Peace. Welcome back.
Peace. Greetings.
Yes. Greetings. How are y'all feeling?
Man, just for today.
We're here. I'm in the now.
There you go.
I'm feeling a lot of stuff I can't see. I'm feeling a lot of stuff I can't see, but I'm in my now. So when it show itself, I'm going to activate it so I can see me or I can see
me.
All right.
All right.
So you get that same scenario out of like how a day go, how a day start. Sunrise, sun noon, and then sunset. So as what's going on and like how our day is starting, it's great to be alive for one, to recognize things for the other. These pillars, we take pills all the time. So as far as medicine and how we think medication, what do we use for meditation? So now it's the what four pillars really do for us. And that's the first foundation to everything, north, south, east, and west. And so since these are confirmational signs or winds, it became a Nazi sticker and also became a cross. And of course, some people wanted to take away the curve from the line. And that's why we still see line and curve separated right now. But at the same time, we can actually see how we put lines and curves together. This is how we formulated letters. This is how we formulated sounds from those letters. And this is why glyphs are all that being the same. So the more that you study yourself, as Sister said, the more you see you're in everything. We call it the M. M being like water. Water bees like end up being a vibration of up and down, diagonal up, diagonal down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got it. And so with that wave is primal waters and how we've been from one side, traveled to the other, from a who to a moo connection, where the we say or M, and yet the same as the symbol of an owl, it shows you how M is mental, your meta-type energy. So having mm-hmm. examples of a glyph only basically shows you that you already know this stuff. It just takes a while to grasp what you already know. And they would call it sui juris. So in the law of Black Law Dictionary, we actually find these truths comes out to a point where even Enod or Enid is a point of when you in need yourself on rarities. These rarities comes in different forms. So from formless to form, that's why the world was void. And in that void, there were still lines that became borders, and the borders became curves, which now we see as waves. So we have different wave frequencies. They call them radio band waves. So as we have radio band waves, there are seven rays that we get. So just like a bed, you raise it. Just like be dead, you can raise from the dead energy. That's why it's called now a Djed. Djed represents like a Tekken or a Tekkenu. Now, of course, we say taken by thought or Tekken by thought. So now this is why even the bees or the bez is a name, right? But it sounds like you're saying the and bee, like bee as a bumblebee. And that's why all of this still makes sense, because we speak action in our words, not just words that have no form, but creates form out of it. This is why we say I would to be or not to be, and that becomes your action. So now as words become, so does the word like new and nut. Now, we know the new being a word, but we also say noon. So we say high noon, you know, and then we also got the word noon like now. All of these still has an expression, but it's really the masculine becoming now formulated by the divine feminine. How do we see divine feminine? As nut with a T. So we say nut being the actual sky coming down from the universal atmosphere. How do we even see these things, you know? And because Atum is what we call an adapted child. Some of us don't know how to adapt ourselves. So we thought it was adopt, and that's not what the word is. It's adapt. And because we took on something outside of ourselves, we said it was adopted. But if you knew that it was a part of your inside, you would say adapted. And that's how you adapt mm-hmm. yourself. This is where we became adepts in the chambers. Chambers are what your body basically goes in reference of. So let's say Khonsu being your whole group of people. Now your Khonsu actually being an actual deity, name that same aspect. Now you wouldn't say Khonsu, you would say Khonsul. And there's the L being with your word. And then there's the formulated C that has a K sound. The words are always going to be familiar to us, like Kemet. That's why the comma or coma is when you fall asleep. Or when you lay down, it's like the same way you're saying you blacked out. But yet at the same time, you have a reference of when you get back up. This is how your Djed comes back to being awake instead of being dead. But this is still how to be, as a bee would, learn its sting. Its sting, a bee sting, some of us put a line to it, but then some of us make it as a curve. Yet either way, both of us stings. So this is how we're learning the instinct of ourselves. We're in a ring as a rink to ourselves. So now, if you know the cycle to self, it becomes what we call it the 3-6-9 aspect. Now, if you put a circle, right, and broke it in half, you can look and see it looking like a three. It's the same way it can make a wave like. But now, if you put this same circle and just had the circle go into a circle but curve itself out, it becomes a six. But if you keep going, it creates a nine. This is why everything became glyphs, and now we can have a familiar conversation to it. Now, if I said 3-6-9, I'm actually telling you music, even though I'm not using the word music until now. This is how it becomes a frequency. This is how it has an echo towards it, and this is how it becomes a wave. Now, what I mean by that is like the rainbow is seven rays to the rainbow. Yet seven rays of the rainbow has to have something that is in and something that it came out of. That makes it 8-9 without recognition. So that's like saying I can put a rainbow and you can see the shadow of it because of the light that's casting it out. This will explain the Enochs. You have a need way of learning yourself. And it's immediately you have a need, but it's the end that is either I-N or E-N. Now, when we wrote words, we didn't have to write words with the vowel being wrong. It ended up being left instead of right. Most people say, oh, that you wrote it wrong. So that's how this spell became spelled in words. We're writing words, but we're writing our lefts. We're not writing words. We're writing our lefts. So what I mean by that is you're bringing out your creation. It was flat as a dimension, but not the dimension you might have been thinking of. It's only till someone sees it does it become a present. So it's a present giving into the future. Now, that's the echo, like the 369. It makes music to our ears when we see art. It makes music to our ears when we see color. Now, you're actually seeing movement in a picture. Your eyes are going to start constantly be moving into the picture, and you're basically opening up the idea of motion towards yourself. And now motion with emotion. Hey, security, how you feeling? Yeah, go ahead, yeah. How you feel about emotion is connected by your motion. So now, is it the emotion of water that dries your eyes out that you can't see? Or is it that it's so moist that you can hardly see? So now it's a balance between that four pillars. And in that four pillars, you have to have the air being right, just as much as the air having the dryness or the moisture in it, and then it has to have enough heat or it's too cold. This explains the four pillars that we're living in. We're always going to have someone that might be too hot or too cold or just right or not enough. And so these are what Nut, Geb, as in the sky coming down, Geb being the earth coming up, and then the in-between that, what we call Shu, right, that gives us point of now recognition to now toughness to how you can either, you know, do something with it or not do something with it. And that's what, like, fire does. Fire brings us back into attention to ourselves. And once we're in attention to ourselves, we'll see how you're in tune with yourself. The attention is learning your 10 spot. Now, learning the 10 spot is just basically like saying, looking at the four corners of north, south, east, and west, right? And then put a line diagonal to one to the diagonal to the other, and it represents a 10. This is why 10 is like the newer form to what all this end up being. And we wouldn't know it until you go through the four, and that's the fire, the earth, the air, and the rain. Your eyes, your fire, the earth being your nose, the air being your ears, and your rain being your mouth. That's the first fear that you're going to go through, right? And then you go through a second fear, your fire being your heart, your earth being your stomach, your air being your pineal pituitary, where it connects to. We're going back down now from the head back down to the body that you just went through first and now second body to now going to the third body where your rein is into the groin area, fire being in the hips, right? And then earth being in your kneecaps. And so now air being where your ankles are, and then rain being where your feet at. Now, what I just gave you was the first three fears. Now, the reason why I'm giving you all of this is because when Nut and Geb were connected, they had an offspring that wasn't that they created. It just happened to create self. And through that was, okay, let's just say Nut and Chef and Tefnut, right? You have what we call Atum. Now, Atum happens to be just like how we see it's atoms and how the atoms fear, atoms fears. Now, of course, you can hear the word fear and sphere. So now it could be spheric thoughts that creates now more void to anything else that comes out of that. That's why the lion, eternal, what we call Ra.
I wanted to, yes, to just for clarity, spell out what you're saying, because we don't want people to think it's the F-E-A-R, but you're talking about the pH.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A-R-E.
The S-P-H-E-R-E
the
is
fear.
The fear that we're talking about versus the
right.
F-E-A-R. But you need the F-E-A-R because they are elements. Without the
right.
elements being there, it's like you don't have enough completion to self. So that's why we have to do what we call 13. A lot of people see 13
mm-hmm.
as a resurrection or as a death or as a fear, as we call it, fear type now environment. So they say Friday
right.
the 13th, or you can't be on a 13th floor. But notice how they put PH on it, but they call it penthouse. See, we see a house. Whenever you come up with four pillars, you basically have a building, right? And now the building doesn't even have to be a building. It's the elements that's combined that creates it a building kind of energy. So now you can't
mm-hmm.
have potential with the building, or you can lose the potential because the building was like it was everything was overbearing and it collapsed. That's why buildings
mm-hmm.
are important. How stable or how found the foundation is it balanced? And that's where seven comes from. Seven is the balance in between that. So let's say dual.
The architect.
Right. So let's say dual, right? We don't have a compass to what we're doing, right? So basically we don't know how to accomplish what we're doing. The reason why we don't know how to accomplish what we're doing because we never pass by anything. You're just a by of everything. So if I just say, I'm riding through the day. I don't care about night. I'm just riding through the day, right? That means I'm only thinking about one side of myself. I'm not thinking about the night side of myself. So now, am I going to ride through the day so much that it becomes night, but I don't know what to do at nighttime? Do I lay down or do I still do what I do at daytime? So this is where we're, as a people, are starting to recognize the so-called dual of ourselves. We might be dry, right? Because you've been doing so much that you burnt yourself out. Now you're saying, dang, I need some energy. I need to replenish myself. So now this is where you hear the word shoe, right, that gave you an existence to do certain things. And now toughnet, where you're saying, dang, I need to replenish myself. I need to come back to where you hear the word tough, right? It's just like saying the word tough.
Mm-hmm.
And now you hear the word nut. So nut being still the moisture of the sky, you got to have some kind of, you know, moisture to come back to where you was dry at. And when you bring a shoe, you bring in just like how your shoe is. You want to take your shoes off after a while. You even say the word shit, but you're not knowing that the word shoe is right there before you say the word shit. It's the S-H,
mm-hmm.
right? That's a sa, feminine, and then H with a who, masculine, put together. So that's why you will say the word shh. And because of that, you're actually knowing what the sound is and the vibration as that, being how you put fire with water. When water and fire touch, they make a sound. That's why when you know, like you're cooking or something, and let's say you had grease, and some little bit of drops of water came off your food, yeah, you'll be like, shh, and that you start
mm-hmm.
to see how you're just going to simmer down, and then there's this moisture coming out, and that's that other cloud connection that we don't see that now brings the wind, which we were talking about shu being the idea of spirit. You might not see yourself as when you smoke, you know, smoke whatever you're smoking, the actual smoke, the residue that's coming from it is another deity energy you just created. So now you got
mm-hmm.
basically a feminine and a masculine put together, created another energy in the atom sphere. So now, you know, this is also could be a ruler or a non-ruler to another direction. But yet, if you notice where the wind goes or where the wind blow, you know, you might say, okay, well, this expresses north or this expresses south or this expresses east or west. That's why when you look at a tree, you can actually see moisture on one side of the tree and dryness on the other. And this explains how shoe is the in-between that. You know, you put on a shoe, right, so that your feet will stay
mm-hmm.
dry when you're outside in something wet. So there's this in-between deity energy that we usually don't talk about, but that explains how we're balanced. When we say three is more of a balance. See, Gemini got the wrong rep. If only we knew about Gemini and Gemini knew about themselves. But since of Paramount Pictures and things that we project, we gave Gemini the bad eye when that Gemini is the third eye being the first eye. That's why they know about the neurological system. And this is where the symbol Tahuti comes from, giving you our symbols or sigils so that we can finally learn from these other Enids how are we like a body, how peace, how we function. So what is it that we're using our function? Are we using our eyes? Are we using our nose? Are we using our ears? Are we using our mouth? When you said the word nephis, like, how does it feel if you feel like you're a nympho? See, the word nympho and nephis mm-hmm. is really close. So now mm-hmm. it's about how do you use your house? How do you use what house you're in your feelings? The thing of nephit would be just like saying net or neb, nature, like Mother Nature. You're talking about the neb. The neb would be the bend backwards. So how do you bend but know the neb? This is why Uncle Ben, mm-hmm. all these things were put as a house with a clock in it. And it gave you basically what? Time. Time is not just mm-hmm. the clock of what measurement is, but time like actually X, an X symbol. That's why the map is like really important for us, because we're a map to ourselves. We're learning the north mm-hmm. of ourselves is the top of our head, the south of ourselves where our feet is at, and the heart where is the east, because we say the heart rests, the heavens is in the east. So it's just like the sun. When the sun rises and the sun noon is basically what we'd be saying, like it's in the middle of your heart. It's where you're, I mean, in the middle of your second body, which is where your solar plex is at. That's why I say solar plex. You're in the plexus, the L and the X plexus. Mm-hmm. This is where you start to now go from your raw manifestation in your head, right, to your now Ra-Haru. You got Ra-Haru could be now Haru-Ra. So now it can change from your, when you say hoorah and all the hooray, we're saying these words, but we're not, you know, aware of this. Just like horoscope, or I like watching horror movies. You're actually giving yourself that connection. Even horse, when your throat is hoarse, and then, of course, chorus. You're saying the word all the time. So now it's about the corpse. The corpse is in the lower part of the body. So we'll say the underworld. So now that's the last fire we known as Sekhmet. Now, the reason why I'm bringing up Sekhmet, and that's not have nothing to do with these non-Enos. However, Sekhmet is what manifested Ra. And so now we can see that Ra could be Asar or Osiris that they put to be your Osiris, like your eye, your Orus. So your horoscope. You looking through a horoscope, but it's through your heart. The Horus is your heart. So that's what Haru is. So now putting one fire of Aries as being number one, which is known as Asar, or even in Yoruba, we say Obatala, you can see how mm-hmm. that connection of the oneness, you're in the oneness state. So now you're going to look at everything from the head point of view, like an eagle. So now how the eagle, and they say the eagle, the hawk, right? The eagle from a hawk to an eagle, they're at a higher state. They'd rather die up there. They don't want no one to touch them when they die. So they're like mm-hmm. dying up way at a high mountain. They don't want to be touched because it's like the eye of oneness. So from a mm-hmm. bird's eye view, we call it Ba. Looking down to the body is basically the body representing spirit. But now, of course, we're looking at what created that was Ka. So we're saying Ka being the creative point to Ba being the body, and now La. La being like how the land is, it forms. So now with Kabbalah, a lot of us are using what we call the 10 spheres. And the 10 spheres is created through Atum, but they now call it Aten. So when you say Aten, you hear the word 10 in it the whole time. Even the word Neta or antenna. We're using the word 10 in so many things now. This explains how do we come out of the 9 months of birth, right, and now created ourselves with this knowledge that we got. Now, of course, the mother, she gave us the physical being into existence from a spiritual enlightenment that now we have a mental coming. But now we got to go back in time and go back 3 months before she even did all that to where we decided to come in. That's where Gemini, the twin, which is really the Trinity, we start to see ourselves other than just your mother and just your father. So what you're doing is you're going into your first 7 years, right? You're into existence, and you want to find your balance. Your balance would be end up being like the Libra sign, Aset. But it's L-I, which is a seven, which is seven with the I. You know, L being upside down is a seven. Now, I being what really number nine really represents. So you're connected by the rock, the Libra. It just happened to be a word, but it's more than a word. Now, of course, most Libras if they're walking around this earth, they might not grasp this. So they grasp in the book how Jesus came in on a donkey, or this spiritual priest came in on a donkey. This donkey represents Libra. And so we wouldn't know that, that the Libra would be the donkey connection. So now donkey ears is how they hear things. Like, they might hear it, but then it's like, I don't really go by that. Or they'll be so busy as what that seven does. Seven is like the most busiest number, because it basically, it complements all the other numbers, because it shows completion in the numbers. That's why they say seven is, you know, reality or lucky number seven. Seven happens to be the shadow to all the numbers. So when one is now balanced, they're actually getting more in tune with how to open up the, where is that? Is their third eye. And so how to open the third eye is learning your third eye was your first eye. So Gemini, Gemini, has that same reference, but it's because it's an air sign. So learning all your air signs, which Aquarius would be the next one. How does Aquarius have my eye? And if it doesn't have balance, it's off balance. So it's like you can't just use your left leg twice and don't use your right leg. You got to use that right leg and then the left leg and so forth. Now, if you do three lefts, you definitely got to put one of those right, because that'll start to have you go into a actual shape. And this is why shapes become a way of how we've been thinking. You get more in tune with not only the numbers, you get more in tune with how shapes formulate. Like, let's say 24. When we say 24 hours, it's really a number six. It's really a Star of David. It's still the six, you know, two with the four. But now if you do two times four, you have eight. This is how the numbers start to go magical, because it's like, what if I did it as a plus sign, or what if I did it as a time sign? Would it make a difference in its value? And yes, it would. It would change it to another amp of what it is, what it is already, though. See, when we change things, it's from how the body, what was already there, like the dirt, the earth. This is what Geb represents, the earth, being now how to formulate that. You have to have nut, the water, to make what we call in clay. And that clay, you need to mold it. But now you need dryness to get it to get a mold in it. And you still need moisture to, you know, formulate it to where you can get it at. So now all of, like, those four elements brings out what Horus is, the Heru part. So when Heru comes out, it's just like saying another form of Atum, but not calling them that. But now you get Atum Ra, and then Atum Re. You know, Atum Ra would be like the first, I got rays of sunlight. But now, where did you get it from? Keep that on a, like a constant, a continuum. So just like a child that comes out, they're learning how to expand their hands, their feet, and their, you know, their head and all of that. But now you got to ground them, because they'll be off the chain. They'll go all over the place. And he's like, oh, no, sit down. Oh, don't mess with that. Put that down. And then it's time to, you got to lay down. And they're like, no, I don't want to lay down. He's like, well, you better lay down. So now it's about, how do you ground the child? How does the six-point David star ground themselves? Because you was a five-point star as Heru. You're expanding yourself from your head to your heart. But now when you get into your hips, that's when you're a little bit older. That's when you get past 14. At least some of us supposedly haven't got, but, you know, this is why we're getting affected so early. But if by 21, right, by 21 you're learning your third chakra and you're learning your 3-7s, your 3-7 God energies. So now by that time at 21, you should be like, okay, now I want to explore the feminine energy, but I want to be how I knew it from when I saw my mom, my dad, and what they taught me. And that brings the shoe to a tough nut energy. Now, of course, we get a tough nut energy if we don't see it. And this is why we have problems right now. The imperfections, our children, we want to build them right, but they keep going wrong. You're like, what am I doing wrong? Well, what did you do wrong? Because it wasn't really wrong in the first place. It was a left instead of a right. And now that we don't really write stuff out, we writ stuff out. So now, like, we got rid of it. But yet we didn't get rid of it. It's in another atmosphere. So when it jumps back in, you're like, what the heck is this? So that's known as set, S-E-T. Set happens to be looking like it's a negative, looking like you don't need to have this, but should you have this? Maybe it was important for you to learn your mistake. And was it a mistake, or was it a purpose so you could learn from that? And that's how you start to get into the higher realms of yourself, and you start to say, okay, now I can go up a notch, and now that's our set. Our set is going to give you the balance. Let you learn how you balance yourself. Your twin happened to be what Set did. Set made you upset, but now you got to sit up. You know, just like a bull. A bull got to sit up. Can't be a lazy lion bull, because even a lion is still, you know, a point of a word, but it's also an animal. If we become too many animals, we get complex in how we feel, and we start acting animalistic. That's why the importance of learning how your seven balance to what you ate it, right? You become into a point where's your nymphus at now? From the four being in the pillars of yourself to now eight, how do you relate to what you do with sex? And, you know, that's mainly for the Scorpio energy. How do we use our lower, what they call it, the root chakra area? Because that's where Anpu is at. Anpu represents the god or the dog backwards, and they call it Anubis. That's why he had to carry the Ankh, or she had to carry the Ankh, to keep them balanced from knowing the Trinity. That was what the Gemini was supposed to be of. Instead, they made a comedy and drama so that all we would see out of Gemini is just comedy and drama. But that's twins. Twins is the bull. That's why Hathor isn't really mentioned too much, yet mentioned like a hat whore. And so now whenever we see the feminine energy, we say, oh, she's too sexy. She acts too sexy. Now she got to be some whore or something. And now we degrade her, right, and make her docile or domestic. When she was this, you know, this natural being, we called her the untamed being. And now this is why she feels like the Kimura, the dragon. They created the dragon, like the fastest runner right now. She got a Kimura dragon on her arm. And where's it at? But on her left shoulder. So we're getting a sign. She got a baby. She's married. What more would they want from her? But they say she's acting too sassy or too, you know, flarish, you know, kind of thing. But this is what we see from the dragon lady, and lady dragon. But now, of course, we got drag queen. So now we're one to imitate it, emulate it, but then destroy it as we're emulating or talk about it. You know what I mean? So RuPaul and all these other connections are showing how we could take away that life that we just gave. And so now this point from the Anpu, the dog, is dog and ma, the dogma, are we seeing how we come out of that and then become this Atum? The Atum energy is just like basically saying how Ptah is. Ptah would be the father. How you see a path, a P-A-T-H, is still P-T-A-H, is Ptah. So we say Hector Ptah or Ka Ptah, Ka Ptah being the spirit of the path that you're leading. How do you create a lead into yourself to where you're not misled by yourself? See, it's a myth with led. So now how do you mislead yourself as a leader? It's not just L-E-A-D-E-R, it's L-I-T-E-R too. So now this represents how much gallons of water, because gallons is just like gallop. You gallop the water just like you put gallons of water in yourself, and that's your horse. They made horse a horse. And so we got horse engine power. Just like a car has horse engine power, outside is inside. So now, if you ride in a car, they call it the horseless carriage. Yet, what rides you? The brother said earlier, he was like, it was a brother spoken, he said, if it's magic, and you say, oh, I don't deal with magic, well, what do you call this that we are on right now? Isn't this phone magic? At a point is where it has no cord. The only time it needs anything is just to recharge itself, to do what it's already doing, functioning. So now, what really keeps it functioning but energy as currency? So we, as a people, we're like a form of magic out of these nine Enids, and now we're learning the tenth of your digits, how you digitize your fingers, your actions of what you do, analyze, analog. We become a 12 house building, and now clock in ourselves constantly, and we call it time. Yet time is emit backwards. That's why it's important to learn your words. E-M-I-T is T-I-M-E. We can see in the beginning was the words. And now how do you use it as John did? How does it become a book? How do you see the cub? Because the cub is also just like book. All I got to do is turn the word book around. You hear the word cub, cob, and take the O out. You got cub. So you got cup, Jacob's ladder, always giving you the seven, invisible seven shadow. What we look at most in our days of the so-called week is really 7 days of your strength and beginning and creation. But we don't call it that. We call it week and week ending. So now if you don't put spells on yourself, you can find out that these mantras can be definitely helpful. And I say man, right, as a man with a T. The T would be that balance again, the cross, the four, with raw energy, mantra. We're using words, yet how are you defining the words as you use them? Now, that could be more powerful for you as you recognize what Sister said earlier, studying thyself so that when you explain how you are, you're explaining how your language is, too. It won't just be you. It'll be your language that you come from. It'll be how your mother gave you that knowledge, right, to apply yourself, not only just bite the apple, because that's what dad said. Go bite the apple. And then he said, oh, blame it on your mother. You can't blame that on your mother anymore. You're at 21. At 21, you can't do that on the fence and say, oh, I'm a teenager. Oh, I'm a baby. Oh, I'm a teenager. When that teenager word came in, a lot of us used that and ride that till we got to the age of 30 and then realized we were still teenagers. You have to learn how to not only take a piece of the pie, know that you're a part of that pie. And when you see pie, it's not just P-I or P-I-E, it's also phi. You're a phi. You're a omega phi. You're a gamma. You're the frequencies of how 7 becomes a connection to the 8-9. You're how black and white has Roy G. Biv. They say red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet colors inside of yourself. If you are not eating the proper foods, you will feel how those complexional energies will not help you, will not be a benefit to you, and you will be on one side of this. And you'll be wondering, why are you riding on one side of the fence? Well, this is what you wanted to do. You wanted to live on the rough side of the road. You didn't want that soft side of the road. And then when you did get on the soft side, you said, oh, man, I like the rough side. I'm going back over here. Get back to what you used to. This is why we have to see Ma'at. Ma'at gives you that balance to say, you know what? Maybe they still don't see it. I'm gonna take away this and see if they still see it. And then finally, you like your eyes, your ears. If you still don't smell it, then if you like you hear it, if you still don't hear it, then you might as well taste it then. And you're like, man, something tastes nasty over here. I didn't smell it. The hair hurt it, and it still was okay. But when I taste it, you know, your senses kick in. And so that's why the Most High gave us senses. And they're not just nonsenses. It goes more than that. You know, and it's just the idea to give you a basic. So 7 was one of the basic. 5 was one of the basic. Even 1 was one of the basic. Now you're able to see how 12 is the complementary to all of it. Jesus sat with 12 disciples. But now, when he sat with the 12 disciples, he's basically saying, all y'all are disciples. Mary right next to me is my disciple. How do you think I learn? I ain't just learn this on my own. I ain't just pop up and say, hey, I'm going to just start doing whatever the heck I want to do. No, you got to learn, hey, don't touch that. Oh, don't put that down. That's too hot. That's cold. Blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, okay, well, I didn't know. Now I touched it. Oh, now I found out. This is how you find out your zodiac signs are all in comparison in one way or another, and how we flow through it is up to you. You have a sun that's over your head. You got the moon that's over your head. And in a 2.5-day cycle to even when the moon changes, right, so even when the sun changed 10 degrees each day, you are coming into over 17 trillion cells of your body being able to formulate like a snake would or a serpent to reshed itself. That's why the house is represented as a shed, not just a house, but also a mansion. So now you have in many mansions are these rooms, which are your houses. And the more you discover this, you could say at 27 you was cool with drinking, but then at 28 you say, nah, I don't want to drink no more. I haven't seen what happened all the way down, all the way up to 27. So it's like your learning lessons going up your Jacob's ladder starts to see how you're improving yourself, not just being in a cycle of yourself, but seeing a cyclic of itself. So now that you can actually come out of the circle and see an outer layer circle or inner layer circle that's not just going down, but actually going up. You're an inspiration and you're an aspiration. That's why Cleo is also known as Leo and Patra, P-A-T, with rock. So pet represents the higher source of even what Nut is. That's why we don't really study this too much, but once you start seeing it, it makes sense. Like puppet. Yes, I am. Peace to you, Barbara. Pets in our house. We want a puppy in our house, but we wouldn't see that. These are connected to our deity energies. It's all in our relation to what we're doing. We just didn't know how we relate to it. So now it's the point of don't just be an author and start authorizing and on everything. They also call a person that's just writing something that don't belong to you, they call it vandalizing. So now we might be these type of people that's doing vandalism. So we have to be mindful. Are you really in tune with nurture? in nature, or you just destructive in nature, and you don't think nurture is going to come back in its own form and the oppositional side. That's why they said things could be evil to you, because it's called live backwards. But if you've been living backwards all your life, yeah, I guess it is evil. If you've been sitting at a table and that pork that you've been eating is not good for you, then you will live a short life. You're not going to get eternal life by eating something that's not there for you. We can sit at the same table, but we all can't sit and eat at the same eat all the same food, and we definitely can't eat at the same time that same food. There's even a difference on how our time is coursed differently. You might have came in at 5 a.m. I might came in at 6 p.m. So now how do we really eat is according to how life is still giving us projection back. So just knowing your image will help. Learning your image and how you're a part of not only the zodiac sign, but what deity is also in charge of you. Because, see, if you only see your zodiac as one thing and you say, oh, I ain't looking at that, well, shoot. You really ain't looking at these higher energies that's around you that's helping you with your deity and your zodiac energy. We're talking about one sign, or we're talking about all 12 zodiac signs. You know, when you look at what's in front of you, like I asked the person, I said, what's in front of you? They said, I don't even know. I just know Scorpio. Well, dang, what's behind you? He said, oh, I don't know because I only know Scorpio. Well, then tell me about Scorpio. I don't know about Scorpio. What? You just told me you only know about Scorpio. So now it's like, do you know Scorpio is a triangle? Do you know that Scorpio is water? Do you know that Scorpio represents the groin area and what you do about things and how you got the balls to do stuff and don't have the balls to do certain things? You know, is it because you're in the bull side of yourself? Or do you switch up? You know what I mean? Or not knowing that you switch up, just like a Pisces. Is a Pisces knowing that he got a Virgo side of himself? So when he's on his spiritual, oh, I'm doing all this high and mighty, am I actually looking at material and I'm too materialistic trying to talk about this high and mighty stuff? That's where we have to find the balance in ourselves. And once we know that, that's just like saying put the clock down, right? Put all the 12 numbers in the clock, right? And find your zodiac as a number on that clock. Now, what you do with that is make a line to the opposition of it, and you'll find out that that's your opposition at the same time as the zodiac sign. Then look on the opposition of that and make a cross, like a time sign. And you'll find out this is majority of probably of what's around you all the time, and you just don't pay attention to it. That's how the frequency is around us. We don't see the invisible rays and the sun and the rainbow like that. Some of us are eating the wrong foods, and we don't catch it when it's happening. We say, did you see the rainbow? We go, I ain't see nothing. I looked outside, I still ain't see nothing. Because our vision is really in our stomach. We have to learn to use that stomach better. You got to get back into Heru. Heru will be one who, you know, as one will cut their own head off to learn truth. Like, how are you going to now know truth? That is your willingness to do some honoring versus sacrifice. Now, a lot of us did sacrifice. Our parents did it, great-grandparents, and that's why we still feel it right now since the Boulez era. But since we're not Boulez, and that's what the bull did, it was a reverse of the bull becoming the bully, the bull becoming the bully. So Moses going up the mountain, some of us learned that Musa, but then when they found out the knowledge, they said, oh, let's make it these two pillars, right? And separate the two pillars and say, this masculine, this feminine, and we're going to do the feminine. Y'all do the masculine. We're going to do the masculine. Y'all do the feminine. And reverse that, let's go down and confuse them. So now we're going with strangely mixed conversations and strangely mixed traditions and strangely mixed conditions. And now we say, hey, it's okay to be the woman. It's okay to smack her up in the head when she says something off the chain. No, it's not. And then there's private and public. If you really do those things in the public, would you really do those things in private? And if you are doing those things in private, my eye is going to get you because that's balance. If you don't know how to balance yourself, whatever you're doing in private is going to come out in the public eventually. And now what are you going to do when that head come out? Are you going to be able to cut it off or is another head going to grow back? You know what I mean? So this is what we see. Even the Malcolm X of today's time is showing their other heads. Versus, oh, I'm going to go in the temple and see, oh, the temple ain't working, or I'm going to come on out of there. And if they come on, there's these other snakes now and to all these other bodies. We call it Medusa. A lot of us change people to statues. This is where the priesthood become a deep and meditational state. This is why you have to, whatever you're learning, like she said earlier, whatever you're learning. Go to the mountains. Sit there and endure what you just learned. And if it ain't working for you, get rid of it. That ain't your stuff. You're wasting your time, you know? And if it is yours, put it to the side. You ain't ready for it, just put it to the side. It'll come to you later. It's just like them books you buy. Some of us buy books, and we be like, man, I want to buy this book. I don't know nothing about this. Well, put it to the side. Get that Meta-Nesta book. Put it to the side. You're going to read it later on. You're going to say, oh, what that brother was talking about Meta-Nesta? Let me look at that. He said, hecka. Oh, that means power? Man, I should have been read this. But it was in due time. Everything's due by the
season.
X. You know, that's why it's needed to know your nine Enos to get yourself started. Respect.
I say. Eternal, before you go, you there, Eternal?
Yeah, what's up? Yeah.
I wanted to shine some light on what you were saying as far as the numbers. Now, we know that three is the original self. Me, myself, and I, for lack of better words, at this moment. With that being the me, myself, and I on the three, we find that on the six-studded star, being the star of David. Now, in that six, the 33, and I don't even know where – well, I've always said this, but I never had the science of why I said it. It just rooted in me. But the 8 is the 33 facing one another. And a lot of people miss that. The 6 and 9 also are representation of that 3. So when we're dealing with the energy of perversion – do we really break down 69 to understand that it is the 3 times 3, which is actually the 8 facing one another? So you're in duality with yourself in these numbers, and we don't look or research these numbers that we identify with to understand or shed light on what we have missed along the way. Numbers are digits. They don't have, if they don't have value, they are not numbers. So what are we valuing in the numbers to give them the alignment of understanding what we're teaching self?
So what I was going to say is you know what day you came into existence, you know what time you came into existence. If you have any of those, you study that first. They said know thyself. So, like, for me, I got 3 and 8. I had to study 3 and 8. I had no choice but to study 3 and 8, 1, 9, 7, and 5. I studied that all the way till I'm still now, with 46, still learning. Like, okay, this is 3 and 8. This is 3 times 8 is 24. We got 24 hours, you know? And then you got 3 plus 8 is 11. We got messenger out of 11, you know, and then you got 3 take away from 8. You got 5.
And then it's not only 11, but it's 2. It's 11, but the 2
words represent
the 2. So you got to know how to play with it. You know, I just wanted to shine light on that so that people could understand what you were saying. Because you give such a rhythmic vibe.
Yeah. Hold on, while y'all are on that about numbers, guys, what is a good reference for anyone that's in beginning stages? Because a lot of people, they don't know which way to go. What's a direction
it's called Numbers
go
and You.
In? Okay.
It's called Numbers and You. It's a book called Numbers and You. It's an elder. I don't have his name off bat, but he made it easier, profound. I mean, he's been doing the study for a while now. And the way the cover is, you got a bunch of numbers up there. And it says numbers and you. I mean, it's easier to look at that first, you know, because first, like I said, numbers are letters, and letters are numbers. The more you start to go into it, just like when she was speaking on the 33. 33 is the vertebrae of your back. So you say 31 to 33 is why 32 and a half been like some kind of reference that we keep putting back in our face, and you see it as the northeast, west, and south. It looks like the E is a 3. And the north is a 2. Mm-hmm. They've been writing this in our face by making it a
all
letter.
All the time.
And so now we wouldn't even see that unless we start saying, you know what, even the word hidden, you hear hide and den, hidden words. There's hidden words right in the word. So So even the word Den is Daniel. We say Daniel like David. That's why David became Daniel when he became a five-point to a six-pointed star. All these are references to another reference to how you've seen it in the first place. Now, if you can get to your origin, you see all the replicas of where it all came from. And that's what we, like, some of us still have issues with because, you know, we're pretty mad or ticked off that, hey, I got the middle page or I got the ending of the page. No, 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 don't get, right. get mad at that. Get to a point where you said you got something to go with, and now go on and start researching from there. Like, if you came in, like I did, on 3-8, start studying 3-8. Anything that's dealing with 3-8. 3 dealing with what? Gemini. 3 dealing with what? Trinity. 3 dealing with tree. 3 dealing with mother, father, child. You start studying that study. It's called study, study, study. The more you into
three,
it,
me,
the more
myself,
you see it. This
and
is
I.
your language. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's the three. Trinity.
We have to break down what they've given us and do you know how you read a book
Codex.
And they have the
it's
review section, the
yep.
review section at the end of the chapter of the book you read, you know, like say you're
right.
studying
yep.
for,
a synopsis.
For, right. A synopsis. Say you're studying
yep.
for a driving test. Okay.
Right.
Your book starts with the cover of the title. But you'll never see
right.
that title written as the first page. You'll
exactly.
never see your introductory of the book written as the second
mm-hmm.
page. You'll never
right.
see your table of contents as the third page. So you have to
mm-hmm.
move your scale back to what is
mm-hmm.
your first page. Your first
right.
page of a book is the title, the cover.
Yep.
When you open
yep.
that book, that's the first page. But they give you
right.
a bunch of shit in between there, and then when they start the actual book, then they'll say page one, page three,
right.
page, you know, this
right.
is table of contents, you know,
now,
how to parallel park on page 17.
Now check it. That's also
so you gotta
a tarot, though.
Check.
They're also giving you a tarot. They're saying page, making it a tarot reading. And we want to know we're fortune
mm-hmm.
telling ourselves. So we say fortune, right? You got fortune, four tunes. That's how you start news, north, east, west, and south. Fortune to fortuna. So that's why fortuna is like we say tuna fish. We're actually fishing
mm-hmm.
in a net, certain type of net, 10, ENT, entertainment that we put ourselves back into. So we're training ourselves, yet what type of mechanism do we keep on our mind? Like, if you watch a movie, don't just watch a movie just to watch a movie. Watch a movie because they're telling you something. So now,
decode
look at it from
it.
Your point of view. That's right,
mm-hmm.
Codex.
Decode it for you. Decode the movie for you. And this is the little things that we miss. A lot of people will say they're teaching you something or they're introducing you to something, or they want to bring your awareness to something, but they're not giving you the fundamentals of that. You start
right.
nothing from 3, 4, 5 pages in. If we all
right.
go to the movie and we didn't catch the title of the movie, we done missed
right.
some stuff about the movie. So we don't
yeah.
have a full synopsis to give an overall opinion on the movie, because you didn't catch it from title to end. So
a heading,
everything
a body, and
is
a
movie. Exactly.
Right.
Everything is a movie. Everything that, and I say it a little different than Eternal, but we're most of the time parallel to one another in sharing the information. He gives it rhythmically, which triggers the ability to catch it a little bit faster. If your left brain. If your
right
brain, I give it to you more of a personal reflection
logical.
Or experiment, logical way,
yeah.
so that you can
right.
process it. Most of my messaging comes through me just conversating with you. And in that conversation,
mm-hmm.
because I allow the universe to use me as a portal, if you talk to me, you'll get a message from the universe.
I'm glad you said portal.
Through me.
Well, now, what portal are
yeah.
you, sister? Like, are you a water portal or are you an earth portal? What portal are you talking about? What zodiac are you?
I'm a Scorpio, so I come through
water portal.
A lot of times reaching, but I am the all. And so versatile in it. It depends on the individual and the energetic connection that I get on how my messaging begins to download for that individual. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea that the conversation is going to go that way. I just am available for the messaging to come through me so that that person is able to understand through the conversation that this was case-specific to them. It's weird. I'm getting in tune with it and embracing it, but it really can become overwhelming. Like, if I'm in a space and there's a lot of people and I hone in on one individual and I don't go to them, because there has to be a exchange. I allow the universe to trigger something in them so that they come to me. That is my signal that the messages and the downloads that I'm getting is for that individual.
Mm-hmm.
It's strange, but it's how I work. It's how I work. By me being around water, I can also become the steam of their fire. And so from the gases of that, they're able to pull what is needed for them from our conversation.
So because I feel and know that there are women listening, how do you know how to navigate and adapt? You know what I mean? You seem to know the all, and it seems to be like a natural ability to do, but somebody is wondering how to
I've never been taught how to be me. So I'm teaching me in being me and evolving in what's me. It's nothing that I've never been one for going to the book. Right. You have to, when you're experiencing things about you, case specific, if you be your first test dummy, so to speak, not disrespecting anybody, but just you're not going to use it on nobody else. You're not going to try it with nobody else until you activate it with you. And that is accountability and responsibility, because when you understand how it comes to you and you process it, then you have a way of being able to assist somebody else in receiving it and then processing it. Because if you're not open to receiving information, there's no process. Period. If you're already locked in the mindset, I'm not going to change my mind, this is what I want to do, this is how I'm going to do it, then you're going to get the seeds, but they'll never take root until you're open and available to allow them to grow. And a lot of us are saying, I'm open, I'm open, I'm open, but we're not activating what we're open to. You have to see it. You have to hear it. You have to experience it. That's called a kinesthetic learner. And a lot of us are kinesthetic and we'll say, oh, no, I'm auditory. All I have to do is hear it. Oh, no, I'm visual. All I have to do is see it. But then when it comes from the back of you, you wish you had experienced it, because then you could have felt it before it hit you. But you blocked your ability to feel it because you felt like you could only process one way,
you know,
instead of being available to process the all.
And just for the audience, you know what I'm saying, in that, you know, I used to attempt to identify with labels and books and all this shit. It wasn't until I detached from all these fucking labels, from all, you know, what the books say to do and all of that shit, and I make everything my own. Like, even the shit conversations we go through here, like, there are, you know, a lot of wise conversations, but still, at the end of the day, I'm in my own lab. So just to kind of reference his whole, because I've just been observing and listening this entire broadcast, guys, this has been great and timely, right? But the thing that stuck out for me through this broadcast was the fucking title. I need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So many different levels. So many different avenues you can go with that. But
what
you know,
I would suggest,
but yeah.
What I would suggest for all of us to do is activate the things that you're interested in naturally. and look at those things as recipes. And then with recipes, as you change them to fit your palate, say you get grandma's collard green recipe, right? But grandma still eat pork. So you're going to put a turkey butt in yours. You're not going to put a neck bone or, you know, some pork in it. Or you may want beef. So you may put some beef in it. At that point, that's no longer grandma's recipe. You altered it for you. Life is a recipe. It is your book to write. And you can have recipes passed down, recipes that you were exposed to, things that are available to you. But for your palate of life, it is a smorgasbord in which you can pick from. And your recipe may end up being similar to others. Others may have even copied your recipe. But at some point, instead of putting a pinch of salt, you said, well, I got high blood pressure, so I won't eat any salt. Or I'll do a pinch of Himalaya salt and not table salt. Or I'll do sea salt. You're altering the recipe for you. That's what life is about, altering the recipe for you. You know, if you run out in front of the car, you're going to get hit. Why do you need to be the one to run out in front of the car and experience that when you've seen 15 people in your life jump in front of cars and get hit? Did you not understand that that is not a safe way to evolve into what you're doing?
Hold on. Let me speak on that. Let me speak on that, auntie, because your nephew is the crazy one that will go out there in the middle of traffic and get hit. And I needed to do it that way so I could learn. I don't do that a lot as I'm maturing, but I, you know, can sometimes be that nephew where I'll jump at it.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with jumping out there as long as you, the orchestra, the writer, the one creating this recipe for you, is willing to deal with what comes with that decision. If I'm still going to make grandma collard greens the way grandma make her collard greens, then don't go to the doctor talking about, I need my blood pressure down. I'm getting headaches. You know, I'm dizzy when I stand up. Because these are the things that come with you wanting to get it the way you want to get it. You just lived it. You're still living this. Where you wanted to do it your way, and then you got in that shit and was like, oh, this is yucky. But, yeah, that's what you wanted to do. And warning came before destruction because Auntie asked you, are you sure? Are you ready? Is this really what you want? And you said, shit, I can do that.
I wanted to reference, you know, that because there are many, you know what I'm saying, who do not go on record with speaking about that because, you know what I mean? Like, they like, you know, there are many like that, you know what I'm saying?
But it's just be ready. You got to be ready. You cannot act for stuff.
But you can get through that fire, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's very important, Shango.
You can survive it.
Pull through. You know what I mean? So to those
you can survive it,
you know,
but it don't mean you're going to come out unscathed. It don't mean that you're going to come out unscathed. So if you want to do it, I'm doing it my way, and this is what I'm going to do. And I've already told the universe and God and Jesus and Buddha and Muhammad and whoever else I talk to that this is what I want to do because I'm me and I'm the God of my life and I pick and choose for me. That's fine. But remember that you don't know what's on the other side of that. And in you wanting to do that, you have to be ready for what's on the other side of that, good, bad, or indifferent. I put a post up yesterday, y'all, and I was being funny, you know, being silly. And I said, a lot of y'all want to lose weight. I said, and you have to remember that water weight is released in tears. So now y'all know why y'all crying. Laugh out loud. And some people got it, and some people didn't. But what I'm saying to you is that we all have free will, and everything is a choice. You can choose to do everything. You can choose to do nothing at all. But at the end of the day, your ability to ripple this universe is going to bring multiple ripples. When you throw a pebble in water, you can control or will how you're going to toss that pebble. You do not control. You do not control what happens. You do not control where those ripples go once that pebble hit that water. So just be ready for what you ask for, because in your initial asking, did you examine the probabilities and possibilities behind that? And did you do a self-check on you that you were in the space of knowing that whatever was coming, you was going to be able to come out of it, and it wouldn't alter your effects on what you thought it was going to be? See, that's the self-check.
Let's hear if the brother Turner, if you can jump in right there, because I think, you know, that I think a lot of men come through this, you know what I'm saying, and they sometimes don't know who to open up to about it. What would you say to a male who is in that Shango energy, you know what I'm saying, and just really at the end of the day, he's going to do it his way anyway, but sometimes the women, you know, warn about, you know, all right, you know, just be careful, you know.
Be careful, right. That's the energy. Be careful. I can't stop you. I can't stop you, but be careful.
But a male sage, you know what I'm saying, what would be your words of wise to that male? And it's not just me, y'all. It's many, you know what I mean? So he may be, if you are eternal. All right, I'll go back and ask him again, guys. You know, guys, Eternal works also on the weekend, so he's busy in the background.
He's not always available.
I think that this is a conversation that needs to be had.
What was the question?
So let's just say a male who's moving through the Shango energy, he's going to pretty much do life his way, you know what I'm saying? And he's got that fiery soul, but you know this male needs balance. You know, I'm thinking, I don't know why Rain DJ Bro came to mind, but, you know, he needs to balance in a lot of areas, you know what I mean? But he seems to still survive it, you know, with consequence a lot of times. But what would, you know, but we don't want to tell him to fear, you know what I'm saying? So, like, what would be, you know, for a wise man who genuinely cares, what would be an advice or suggestion to this energy?
So you're saying if he doesn't know how to control the energy?
Okay.
Yeah, can you reiterate
basically what we were talking about in leading up to this question was I was saying that we deal with recipes. Life is a recipe. And so you can pick and choose from the smorgasbord of life, but you alter the recipes according to fit you. So if you're coming in contact with a brother who may come to you and be like, you say, well, brother, I wouldn't recommend A, B, C, and D. And that brother turned around and tell you, I'm built for this. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. But you know from experience that you did what you did, and it didn't work out so well. You got a permanent bruise on your shoulder. You got a scratch on your knee. You know, you survived it, but you didn't come out unscathed. So how do you give warning before destruction in a way that it's processed as you're not trying to make them fear doing something?
Okay, I get you. I mean, even for that, it's based on their ego. It's based on the ego, how, you know, it's just like saying how not to bust a bubble when someone got their head big. You know what I mean? Like, you want to let them down easy. Saying like, because it's just like saying, hey, stop eating blood. And you'd be like, stop eating blood? What do you mean? I eat blood all my life. And you'd be like, okay, well, you're dying because you're eating blood. And you're like, but then, you know, now you put them in panic mode and give them no solution. And at the same time, you know, not weaning them you got to wean them down from certain things. Like, you can't just take that rattle from the baby's hand, even though it got a knife on the other end of it. You got to learn how to, like, here, you can have this, and then make the switch up, and not even say, here, you can have this, and you start playing with it first, and then the child sees you attracted, you got a different attraction to what you got in your hand, and then they might value what is in your hand versus what's in theirs.
Right. So basically, so, Auntie, it's the same warning before destruction.
Hold on, Auntie.
Diffuse it.
Warning before destruction also, but you know what I'm saying, to our elder seniors or to, you know, anybody in reflection of you, I think, you know, as a people, we got to first give a fuck. You know, Auntie, we going to touch on that, how we have lost our values in that, but we first got to give a fuck about one another, y'all. We got to start
relationship,
you know?
Relationship of any kind, be it parent to child, friend to foe, business, neighbor, community, any kind of relationship. Even you and people with animals, the animal got to trust you before it's going to eat from you. So we have to allow ourselves to create both parties wanting the relationship. It's not going to work if both parties don't want the relationship. So we have to then, when we deal with parties that don't want the relationship, we have to respect their choice and be okay and self-sufficient enough to move on to other relationships that are available. And it doesn't mean that you want to be the succubus and just get all the relationships. Give it to me. I'm cool with everybody. I love everybody. Because healthy boundaries is a must. Right. We have to create healthy boundaries and healthy relationships of both parties wanting it. So it means that we teach people. Everybody talks about love and they say that love is an emotion. But love is actually the fifth element. Love is the fifth element. It's the availability to look past a person's faults and see their needs. And if that is your assignment and you're in a space that you can offer that, then, you know what I'm saying, it becomes relative. But there are a lot of things. Right, in action. You know, there are a lot of things that we tend to want to push. Here at EAR, we've seen people want to be attached to people and it wasn't available. And then they get upset and they want to have temper tantrums and fall all out. And then they pull you even, because I'm guilty. They'll pull you even into that where you're giving up your ugly side because now you feel like you're in a duality. When in all actuality, you have healthy boundaries and you're just not allowing yourself to be available to the energy. It's not conducive.
Hold on. There was a assignment that I did through shadow work years ago, and it was a self-value. I had to pull it just to see in my files, but it was a self-value inventory, guys. When is the last time, if ever, we have truly sat down with ourselves and really examined what is valuable to you? That assignment for yourself.
You should be valuable to you. And you should never put another energetic force in the space to be able to cause you to take down your healthy boundary.
Okay, hold on, Auntie, but in the process of all of that, you know what I'm saying, how do people get started? You know what I'm saying? I got started on an external tip. How I got started. It doesn't matter how you start. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how you start.
Lead you back to you. Exactly, but I have to say that for the people, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter how get started. If you want to, that's what I'm saying. If you want to get started on an external, but do an evaluation. I talk about the self-inventory a lot, but self-inventory evaluation to see what is truly valuable to you. And once you get started first, then as you grow your way through, you will ultimately then reflect and see
show was all you.
That's the activation. That's the activation. And at the end of the day, you've set these boundaries for oneself due to experiences or energy that lets you know what you know about yourself is not conducive to what is trying to connect to you. And so, you know, you got men and women that they cool. They can kick it and talk and kiki. And then that woman start being attracted to that man. But that man married. So that man is not available. So he has to have healthy boundaries to say, listen, you can be my sociable friend, but you can't be my intimate friend because where you are, I am not. And I'm not willing to sacrifice what I have in my hand for a bird in the bush.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
So we have to understand a lot of our brothers and sisters are drawn to our energy. They don't know why they like us, why they love us. They don't know why they don't like us or why they don't love us. But there are energetic things that we give off, and people can be coming in sincerity and authenticity, but you must respect another person's boundaries. And if they're just not that into you, they're just not that into you. And you have to be okay with that. Go find people who are that into you. Because the law of attraction is very prevalent.
Well, let me tell you, we're going to have to address later, you know, what is that energy about? Because everything of what you just said, a lot of, not just women, but people just do not give a fuck about any of that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they go from
right. And that's the inner child. That's the inner child.
Okay.
That's that temper tantrum. That's that, okay, I can't love you. You won't let me love you. So now I'm going to come against you with what I think I know about you. And now I'm going to shoot shots. And so it's up to you to make up in your mind on, wait a minute, am I just going to jump in the arena with this person that I know I need to have healthy boundaries with and ignore them? Or do I clap back? See, Auntie ain't got to where she won't clap back, and Auntie will act a fool. There is a lower me. I play in my darkness. I've got a lot of Lilith and Kalima and Ganesh. I got a lot of stuff going on in the underworld, too. See, my 360 breaks down to a 180. I am the one in between for my 361. But my surrounding, my bubble, my portal, it's got a lot of stuff in it, and I work well in having balance, but I am water, so I can be emotional, and that's not always a healthy space for anybody involved. So, you know, I don't send warning for people to be worried about what they gonna do to me. I send warning about what I know I am already activated and able in doing to them. That is not coming from a place of love. That is not coming from a place of harmony. That is not coming from a place of warning. So, you know, I really, my higher self be like, segment, shut the hell up. Be quiet. Don't do that.
I promise you, my flame was a Scorpio. I used to live in fear that we were going to die at any moment, any day now. Any day now. You know. So I know how it is, but you know, the most important thing underneath everything, you guys, is do you value yourself? If not, what do you value? You know, where do we lose it? I see a lot of a lot of women who are in this challenging spaces. They're in challenging
when
spaces.
You don't have
but
value.
They do not. They do not want to look at themselves, not on a deep level.
When you do not value you cannot value another. When you don't respect your own spaces and healthy limits, you will never respect another person's healthy spaces and healthy limits. And it is always warning before the destruction. I'm going to bring it down to simple humanism. Motherfuckers just don't want
to
fuck with everybody. And everybody needs to be okay with understanding that everybody don't have to fuck with you. The only body that's got to fuck with you is you
okay.
and your body.
Okay,
that's,
you trying to add up to y'all. We got
come
we got
on,
30
come
minutes.
On,
we're gonna be,
come on.
Yeah, we're going to begin to wrap up, but if anything, you guys, go back, listen to, I'm going to plug this particular broadcast. As Eternal always does in fashion, he drops these, you know, little gems that you really don't catch it right away, but not till mid-show, I knew why we needed to do this. So, yeah, Eternal, go ahead.
Yeah, peace. What you said about, or what you said about the hugging and non-hugging, you know, it goes to the point where just like the COVID-19, people don't want to take their hand, touch your hand now because they feel like COVID rules me now. So it's like that's the new religion, and now it can easily escape us to ignorance. We do refuse to live by what we already been living for. And that's to live through each other, coexistence. So now it's easier to non-coexist and easier to accept I have a hate inside of myself and I blame everybody else because they don't live the way I live. And now I don't have to touch anybody. And now I don't have to say how you doing and things like that. When you know your mother, before you had the livelihood of being outside, there was inside influence. And when you got up, your mother said, you know, say hi to everybody because you got up this day. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
you didn't lay with nobody. And at the same time, you got up today. So you got to show that much ma'at in yourself. Now, of course, she might not have said ma'at at the time, but you know that the mm-hmm. reference of ma'at is what that is. When we talk about mut, we talk about mother. See, the word mut is just like how a vulture is. The vulture eats the death, eats the bacteria that nobody wants. You know, take the BS that a lot of people end up taking. A lot of our mothers took a lot of that on. So just like the owl represents low, L-O-W, but it also represents O-W-L, the owl. So when we say allowance, we also use that word and not know that a low lamp energy is also in there. So we illuminate light. And so that's why this illuminating light also is how darkness, in the darkness, there was light. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
we were darkness
yes.
first before we were light. So those that are already knowing what they're knowing is because they were dark energies. They had to learn their mm-hmm. their energies of what felt. And it not being dark, just dark being evil, it's just the idea that you didn't know yourself yet. So now, as you know yourself, the dark, as in saying, like, I couldn't see. So now I can finally see myself. This is why Achusi shot a lightning arrow up in the air, and it was light that was shown. You know what I mean? Like, we're actually lights of sparks of energy. And when that light is shown, it can show how bright the whole room or to the whole area that you're in comes out. So this is why a lot of people are attracted by your aura. And this is why you, as yourself, you might yourself want to, you know, give off some of your aura. So you'd be like, hey, how you doing? You give out the hug. Now, don't get mad that the person don't want to hug you. It's not you. Mm. That's them. Now, of course, when you start to say, well, damn, you can't hug me, now it's you. Now it's you.
Right.
Now you don't like
right.
what people do to you that you don't like. So now you got to keep your mind in control there from the emotion and letting it attack you. You got to realize, this person just probably at this moment don't need a hug right now. They might just need, mm-hmm. you know, another type of nurture. They might need to eat or they might
don't
need
take
to
it
drink.
Personal.
If, yeah,
right.
Don't ever take these things personal because it's the point that our body, we're a guest to our body, right? And so we've been a guest to this body for the longest. So much that we became a ghost to this body now and a G with a host to the body. So now, parasites and all types of stuff been in the stomach, feeding the
mm-hmm.
emotions and the lack of that we're finally like mm-hmm. saying, you know what, I'm going to let it unleash itself. And so that's why some of us, if you see it on their face, you already see that it got a bad mood. You ain't got to invite the bad mood. You can either reverse
right.
it, diffuse it, or just let it keep on going as it goes. Because, you know,
right.
one thing about nature stays natural. The unnatural, it dies off.
Right. Eternal, have you ever been in a situation where somebody was drawn to you and you had, for whatever reason, to set healthy boundaries for yourself to where you were like, you know, I'm cool with seeing you at the conferences, but I'm not inviting you to my house. I'm not going to have you in my personal space, so to speak. Have you ever experienced that?
Yes.
Because
I experienced that.
And that's why I don't mesh with the all. When I see what I see, I have to do what's best for me. Because I'm the only one that's going to be with me, the duration of me. And I can't allow certain entities and energies to use people to try to access me. Does that make sense?
So these are where
my hedges of protection come up, because I don't want to hurt you, because I see who you may not see you as. So I healthily set boundaries. I'm going to speak when we're spoken to. I'm going to be general in the conversations. But when that thing get personal and get irate, you're going to see teeth and claws, because I'm going to protect me and preserve me before
anything. So that's what that was about when I saw that with you. I was wondering what that was about.
I don't play.
So as a master, right? As a master, a master has to master himself, right? If they don't, they'll be a slave to whatever they're wanting to master. So now is the idea of if someone was going off, should I, you know, go into it or should I not? And then there's the, like what you're saying, can you preserve yourself and conserve yourself? Like, I actually got into a real, almost deep debate to where it was a knife and a fight type level, and all I was speaking about was conscience. And so I had to realize, this is that point you got to dumb yourself down a little bit, even though you didn't want to. You know what I mean? Like, I could have fought the brother. We could have went in at toe-to-toe, and I would have broke some body parts, but then I would have been not so happy about breaking body. And then he's one of my people. So it's been like, why am I fighting him? And I would rather fight somebody else that, you know, we both can fight, you know, that we both been oppressed by for years, versus this little temper tantrum that we're having right now about meaningless nothing, you know. And I was just speaking about conscious, and it went super unconscious as I was speaking about conscious. I was like, how does that work? But again, it was that point of saying, okay, I got to be neutral. I can't just be thinking that this is natural. This is not natural. The fight is not natural. Some of us fight because we're fighting for survival, yet what if you're not having to do that? What if you don't have to do it, like, as if somebody got to survive in this moment? You know what I mean? So now that time of saying, this ain't no like a survival game thing. Matter of fact, I'm not a player playing games. So let me just back out, put the pieces down. You know, the pieces got to go back in the box eventually. So if you think you won the game, go ahead, take it. Because spoil sport when you win, you spoil sport when you lose. So I'd rather not play the game with you.
But see, with me, because I'm a fighter.
Let's go ahead and be on here real quick. The consequences
I'm
you being aware.
Right. But see, I'm aware of me. So I know my warrior me. I know my segment ain't to be fucked with. See, I grew to this. I ain't new to this. And many people are coming in.
Let's go.
But the consequence is a lot of people who cannot allow healthy boundaries will miscarriage a relationship that could have grown into something. But because it didn't happen in that individual's right now, and they were demanding that it come to pass, and then it got ugly, now you've severed anything that really could be, because now nobody wants to deal with nobody. Nobody wants to make it work. Nobody wants, you know, so the consequence is you can miscarry a relationship that you were trying to have with somebody who was just showing you that it's not personal to you, but you are not aware of the entities and energies that they recognize on you. So they're maintaining their neutral zone. They speak when spoken to. They're generalizing, but it is never for you to force trying to get past their defensive mechanisms for their own individuality. And so really, for some who don't give a fuck, it ain't no consequence. Because they ain't lost nothing. They still got their heads of protection around. And fuck you. Because I've been here before you. I was here with you. And I'm going to be here after you. So because you know who you are, ain't no consequence. You move on.
Okay.
And people don't want to deal with that level of reality. When you are okay with being with you, you don't have to be attached to nobody else. You don't have to need nobody else. You don't need nobody's accolades or confirmations or pat on the back. It's nice to have. Don't get me wrong. It's nice to be able to share in that energetic love space. But you don't know what somebody else see on you or why they can't deal with you because you ain't did the work to see you in your totality. And it's a dangerous thing to deal with people who are dealing with themselves and you want to push yourself off on them. That's dangerous. Because a person in defending themselves or their space will hurt you in many different facets. And it's all because you want what you want the way you want it. And that may not be available, and you have to be okay with the with things not being available.
You got that one.
It's very important for you to respect limits.
We're going to have to wrap up, y'all, because we got 15 minutes. So let's go ahead and wrap up. This has been a wonderful broadcast. Go ahead, Eternal. You trying to say something?
No, he's talking in the background as with the store.
If you can mute for me, because I ain't got my studio up.
Okay. I apologize. But to add on to what she was saying, you know, it's the idea that if that person is, you know, that type of energy, one has to recognize first not to give in so much energy, you know, because we usually like walk around and they look for sucking up energy. So now it's not about giving them so much energy they can suck off and be like, man, I just gave you all that. Give me my energy back. You don't want to go through all of that because, you know, now is the point where how do you walk in a room and you know this person, you got to now have preserve and conserve energy. So now I'm going to throw out enough energy, but these basically is like you had cookie crumbs and you still got the cookie. You'd rather throw the cookie crumbs so that you still have your cookie. You know, you're a type of person that's going to feed people regardless. Just now you got to know how you're feeding the people. How much should I give this person? Because you know this person gets greedy. So just give them the crumbs instead of giving them the cookies.
And come on,
since
Eternal.
They like eating, since they like eating, right, you got to see at what source are they really being resourceful even when they eat. Like, oh, man, the manners is not all there. You know what I mean? So now it's about mannerism along with what they're eating. So if they're not even appointed to give mannerism towards it, you already know what kind of energy they basically are conserving and preserving. So now you can read them before they even start reading anything because they got to be your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth. All the seven senses have to be pliable to have balance. So their head got to be on tack. So if you said something and went over their head or you smelled something they didn't smell or you were saying something and they still didn't respond, it's because one of those are clogged up or all four or, you know, or certain ones are clogged up. So now you're seeing the impaired being. It's not, again, it's not them. It's what they're doing that caused them to be that. And then is how am I responding towards that when I feel that going on? Is it me they're doing it to, or is it they just do this to anybody? Now you got to see it as their lifestyle because some people just have that lifestyle. Some people really are grumpy people. They walk around and just be grumpy to the grandma, to whoever. They don't even care who a position they in or nothing. They don't even care. They're the person that's giving them the gas in their car. You know, so is the mentality that's behind it also that end up giving reference to, okay, I'm just talking to a child right now, and I need to give this child food. Then, oh, I'm talking to a baby. Well, I got to get this baby food. Or I'm talking to an actual man and a woman. Now I can give them the food that I can properly say, okay, now you know the A's and the B's. We're going to go to the times and the plus, or we're going to go to the division, but we ain't dividing. We're just showing you where the division comes from because David was a divider, period. And now that we know David was a divider, it's in Christianity, it's in all types of religion. So now when someone divides, this is where David also plays his part. And now this is where David, either he could be Daniel or he could stay at David dividing things constantly. But when we look at David, David represents a five-pointed star. So whenever we're connected to anything, Allah, arm, leg, leg, arm, head, is it all functionable? If not, it's just only four body parts that's connected to it. And that means basically the north, east, and the west is going on, and they don't see the centering of themselves. So to walk around, right, and say, did you hear the birds singing? And they'd be like, what birds? I don't hear no birds. Oh, there we go. Or did you see the rainbow? I ain't seen no rainbow. Okay. So now we're starting to see where is how we're calling ourselves perfect. See, this is the reason why we do call ourselves perfect, to recognize our imperfections. But now, as a person who's saying I'm perfect and don't recognize the imperfection, that makes them not perfect. And that's how this becomes the opposite. We think of ourselves as being reflection, yet this is why opposite also shows that as a reflection. So now how much mannerism is it that one is humble when they're around? Do they really pick up the leaves from the tree when it falls? Or they just leave the leaves there, even though they know that the tree was responsible for dropping the leaves, but you're out there. So now, as far as the environmental person, are we all really environmental people, or we just throw trash all on the earth? You know, babies do grow up, but that's in the inside thought before they become an outside thought. People are older on their face because they're stressing more. So now when you see an older person, that don't mean because they're intelligent. It's because of the age process. So now it depends on how their mannerism is. Are they still humble at the age of 70 or 80? Are they humble at the age of 5 or 4? So now it depends on the country. So you look at a little baby and say, oh, you've been here before. And they got that old look in their face. Well, maybe they got that emotion there. They're not, that is not their face at all. They got their emotion. So now how do I curb that where I'm going to say, it's a mean baby? You don't want to call the baby a mean baby. Because now the baby's going to grow up being a mean baby, a mean child, a mean adult. So now it's in reference of how to make it the opposition so that if it is that time that they don't recognize their face, take the mirror and put it in their face or take a picture at that moment. So now they got a time to now they go, I got no choice but to reflect and look at that picture. Send it to them in a text or send it somewhere where they when they're quiet and not even thinking about it, that's when you need to get it to them. They say the best dish served when it's dealing with revenge is served cold. And the reason for it, you wouldn't want to give something straight up, and then it comes back to you harder than it was when you gave it to them. So now is the idea, and it's not being revenge, it's really showing them the other side of themselves that sometimes it takes them a while. So you might be the one to have to give them this gift to say, hey, maybe you didn't recognize your shoes were untied this whole time, and that's why you kept tripping.
But you know what, Eternal, on what you're saying, I agree. I just want to, it's going to be short. But we also have a chance. We also have to remember that everybody is not your assignment. And you don't have to become an assignment because somebody wants you to be their teacher. And we have to remember that. Because we take on a lot of weight of the all. And we're not here. Everybody's not here for the all. Some of us are here on assignment. And if you're not the assignment, find your teacher. Because when the student is ready, the teacher appears. You don't have to look for it.
Oh, okay.
And I'll let that be my wrap-up.
Okay, if it's a weight to you, if it's a weight to you. Now, if it's not weight, you know, that's how you lift. You lift anything. That's why we have that ability. Of course, you're not here to teach everybody, yet you're here to teach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, if you're not doing that, that means it's like you're getting stuff, right? And you're absorbing it and you're leaving it to yourself. And now that also becomes dormant. We're here to exercise whatever we learn, right? So that exercise is just like saying how the ghost with the exorcist. It is the exercise thing. So now it's about how do you size your things out? How do you create the value and the volume in it? Because if there's no value to it, right, there's no volume in it. Mm-hmm. So now it has to have the word equals MC squared.
Exactly.
All right, so in wrap-up, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast of Motivational Classroom, guys. We definitely appreciate you here at EAR. Tomorrow on Spiritual Soul Sunday, we're going to be talking about, let's just join us tomorrow, guys. I have Black Business Etiquette, but we'll see how that goes. So it'll possibly be like more of an open discussion, I guess, Black Business Etiquette. But, guys, tomorrow, same time at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. This has been a very observational learning broadcast for me in this one because we always suggest to people, get back to you, know thyself. But do we really get in there with, as we even grow through our own process and commune with one another in compassion and, in worry or in despair or, that whole compassion connection, It's just, I'm going to be driving that shit, like, really, because through the processes, you guys, I feel that.
But we have to remember, everybody don't have to hold your hand because you're processing. All we supposed to do is drop seeds.
Which is true. Which is true, you know what I'm saying? And I can't say that I haven't been at a level to where I wanted my hand held a lot of times, but I know that I'm more into, I push people away sometimes. I know, do not hold my hand, you know what I mean? So the levels, the levels of
right.
You guys. But this is a very educational broadcast for me today, guys. Thank you. Gratitude to the energy. I want to read something that I actually shared with Divine Maxine yesterday. Shout out to Divine Maxine. Where is it?
Ashe.
So, Ashe, this was something she said. Well, not she said, but someone posted this. I can't remember who did. But it just... You will encounter the same type of energy in different bodies for various reasons until you learn what they were sent to teach you. Now, on that level, we said a lot in the spiritual community, and it's not really cliche, but really, when is the last time we examined these many different energies, and have these same type of energies been showing up through life times with you, So just a kind of another level of
self-check.
That
self-check.
Another level of self-check. That you have to do. Like, wait a minute, I'm in trouble with this motherfucker. I don't know how many times. Why am I still attracting the same energy? That part. All right. So that's self-check, guys. Again, another educational broadcast for me, guys. We literally have 5 minutes. So, Auntie, between you and Eternal, they're going to cut us off in 5 minutes. Auntie, go ahead.
Basically, y'all, do it your way with the understanding that there are some consequences that are going to be positive and some consequences that may be negative. And doing it your way is your only level of control. How that thing plays out, or your will, how that thing plays out, that's up in the air with the universe and your alignment. You're going to get lessons. Ain't no pass on condition. Ain't no child left behind. You're going to get it when you get it. And if you get it and it's conducive, then you'll be in a space where you can come back to the things that you felt like you were missing or losing or not being able to catch that you thought you wanted. You may find on your journey that what you thought you wanted, you were being protected from. And you ain't have to get scared for that. It just didn't work out.
Oh, yeah.
So if you protected you from dealing with that, you having that temper tantrum protected you from that, because now that person pushed you all the way away. So it protected you from some things. Then again, it could be some blessings in that where you two just weren't ready. And as you grew and as they had time to grow, it put you in a parallel space where in the ladder you were able to climb with one another. So don't be so caught up in your now that you abort your tomorrow. Peace, love, and light.
What's meant to be will always.
Even from my darkness. That part.
I feel what's meant to
come
be
on,
will
Eternal.
Always translate that. Eternal, yes.
There's a point, even when I went to Georgia, I've had this experience to be in the rain and learn how to deal with the rain and then deal with the sun. And it was a different sun, and it burnt me so much that I was like, yo, I didn't realize I was toxic. So I had to eat strong on eating right while I was there. And it gave me a reference to be humble. Then I had a incident where the night we left the tent was, you know, put the way we could put it. Then the next day I got there, the elder, he comes to me and he says, young blood, the way you left that tent was wrong. We had to go get all the stuff and put it all up under your tent. It's your fault that the tent was down and blah, 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 blah. And all I could hear was the negative side of what he said to me. I couldn't even let him finish because I wanted to say something like, oh, wait a minute, you're just like delivering all this energy on me. And I wanted to still speak, and he's as the elder, you got to sit and listen. And I was like, oh, man, I'm going to go there. You know what I'm saying? It was like, I'm saying, but as the older, right, we see older things that annoys the crap out of us, and we want to point it out versus have the emotion set before we start pulling these things out. Because, you know, even whooping a child, I wouldn't whip them. I just come up with a different discipline instead of using a whip. Because, see, the whip usually end up finding is in anger. And then you find out how deep it goes back to the whooping board. We should not be an example to another, especially out in the front and in the public. And all I was saying to the brother was, you're right. You're absolutely right. I was wrong for, and I'm not even going to say wrong. I was left for what I was doing because I even what I did to go back to it, it was like the people already were leaving in the area, and I was like just catching up to it. So it was like I had to just go with the flow. And at that time, that was my excuse. That was my reason. Now, of course, he looked at it and was like, that's just an excuse. No, this is my reason for what was going on. And so through that, he didn't want to hear me. I didn't want to hear him too much. And then we dispersed. But at the end, I said, you are right. I still say you are absolutely right as far as, you know, putting the blame on myself. I put the blame on me, you know. And it's not wrong, though, because it's a left. There's lefts and rights. And so he didn't want to get what I was saying. Then finally when he leaves as a left, he comes back, and then he gives me a hug. Sometimes that's all we needed to do was embrace each other. We have to embrace each other.
All right. On that note, join us tomorrow, and we'll see you next time. Peace.
Peace.